Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today's Friday, September 25th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, protesters marching for Breonna Taylor shut down a major Philadelphia highway before demonstrating through the city streets on Thursday night. The protest came in the wake of the controversial Kentucky grand jury ruling in the case. A group of roughly 100 people marched on southbound 95 near Columbus Boulevard. Cars came to a standstill while the group made their way onto the highway. Police quickly moved in and forced the group off of the highway, but the demonstration didn't stop there. Protesters continued to let their voices be heard as they marched through South Philadelphia. At one point during the protest, the group came to a standoff with Philadelphia police at the base of the South Street Bridge before being turned away. The protest, which started at about 7 p.m. at Independence Mall, dispersed just before 10 p.m. outside of City Hall. For the second night in a row, protesters also gathered in Louisville. Several arrests were made near a downtown church, and the mayor instituted a curfew through the weekend.
On a completely peripheral note, Louisville or Louisville?
It's actually Louisville.
Okay.
If you're from there,
right,
you would say Louisville. Like Ville is pronounced Vol, V-U-L-L.
Right, right.
And it's said very quickly, Louisville. So
I figured you'd have the info. Yeah.
Louisville is like you're from way out of town.
But you hear it
there. Yeah, Louisville Slugger.
I've heard it pronounced 4,500 different ways. I'm like, which is the right way?
That sounds like you have marbles in your mouth.
Totally. Yeah, ooh, that's the way it is. Louisville. Yeah. Our imaging director, Zach, used to do the production for a radio station in Louisville, and he had to be trained on how to say that.
Oh, wow, really?
Because he was going to be the local voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're very picky, yes?
Louisville, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just call it Louisville. Louisville. Do you have an array of puddings I might serve?
A man is facing federal charges after allegedly trying to pass through Philadelphia International Airport security with a gun in his shoe. TSA agents discovered the .25 caliber handgun at the checkpoint on Wednesday. Police confiscated the firearm and arrested the man, who is a Philadelphia resident.
TSA, you know, he started to tap dance and it went off, Kathy.
TSA officials say the gun was not loaded. Not only are TSA officers highly skilled at what they do, they have the latest technology at their disposal. 5 new state-of-the-art 3D scanners are located throughout the airport. The TSA officer can manipulate the screen and look at a bag in varying different angles to try to determine what's inside, explained a TSA spokeswoman. Officials note that the number of people caught trying to get guns past checkpoints this year is sharply up. In July of 2019, across the U.S., TSA detected 5.1 guns per million travelers. In July of this year, officials reported 15.3 guns per million travelers. That's more than 3 times higher, and it's in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, is that wild? With reduced travelers, the reduced number of travelers, you have that increase.
I'm wondering how many of these people are carrying with the intent of doing something on the plane, or they just want to take their weapon with them somewhere. And if that is the case, you can do that with the proper permits and setups.
People may not know that.
There is a way to go about doing it, and it also depends on the state you're flying to as
right,
well.
Right, right.
But I don't think
you can carry it on with you.
No. Yeah, it's got to be shipped. There are ways, if you're going on a hunting trip and things like that, from what I understand, there are ways transport weapons.
There is. There absolutely is. So passenger volume due to COVID-19 has been down since March, roughly 70 to 75%. The TSA says that they think people traveling just aren't familiar with the rules and regulations. Even so, it's been illegal to bring a gun on the plane long before TSA came into existence, just after 9/11. So the TSA outlines how to legally transport a legal weapon on board
there
a plane.
You
so you can go to their website, and if you do need to take that somewhere with you, it's all outlined right there.
They say that many of these people are traveling to Louisville.
They're going to Louisville.
Preston, were you with me when there was a... I don't know if they were on our flight, but they were near us. It was like a shooting team.
Yeah. I think that sounds familiar, Case, because I was curious about it, and I think it was Rodney who I think we were flying somewhere. Well,
it might have been the Orlando trip.
Yeah, something. I don't know, but I remember it being explained to me. Yeah, you can ship these things if they're taken. I got in trouble for trying to bring a hammer on one time.
Hammer?
Why are you bringing a hammer?
I was going camping, and I had packed my tent and everything, and I'm like, oh my God, I need a hammer to drive the stakes into the ground, and I forgot to pack
it. Threw it in your carry-on?
I did. Yeah,
yeah.
I threw it in my carry-on.
Sure. Sure.
It's a hammer. What at the time I was like, well, "What am I going to do with a hammer?" You know,
my dad, and who I've said before, is probably the world's worst fisherman. For some reason, decided to put one of those knives that you clean a fish with in my mother's carry-on bag. You know, because we were going to go to a place, and his intent was to fish. And of course, she gets pulled out. Well, what is this,
Gene? Did you put a knife in my bag?
I forgot a knife in a bag one time, and I was embarrassed and mortified. They took it out. This was in Denver, flying back to Philly, and but they shipped it home, you know? And so, like, you just follow the proper protocol, and then you can get it sent to you where you need to go.
One of the worst things I ever heard was Sam Kennison's ex, soon-to-be ex, got hugely pissed off at him, put a loaded .38 in his packed luggage. Mm-hmm. He had no idea.
Oh, that's messed up.
So, yeah, you can't carry guns at the airport. Just remember that. Many drivers are up in arms complaining about a problem with EasyPass that's costing them money and headaches. They say a defect at these on a South Jersey toll booth is resulting in mistaken violation notices, duplicate payments, and hefty fines. The toll booth in question is the one to get onto the Atlantic City Expressway from the Berlin Cross Keys Road. One traveler received 5 notices in one day. So the toll booth wasn't registering EasyPass or cash payments. The toll just went up from 40 cents to 60 cents, but violations comes with a $50 administrative fee. So people were getting $50 fines, and one guy got it 5 times in one day.
Casey, you brought up something with the toll booth where it wasn't recognizing anything you were doing to get through, right?
Yeah, that was going into Atlantic City. It's the final toll booth.
Right.
It's like 75 cents. And I mean, I chucked 75 cents in there. The light didn't come on to say that I paid. And then
well, that's
so I,
Case, that's exactly what this is. This is a 60 cent toll. And that's what was happening.
Well, somebody emailed me and said, dude, they have been throwing buttons And
sometimes nothing. I read the email. They're just doing the motion so that the car behind them thinks they're throwing something in there. And they've never gotten
a ticket.
One notification.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't really, you know, they don't have it rigged properly, I guess. Or
so
something.
The agency in charge of that toll plaza is the South Jersey Transportation Authority. They say they inspected and they did find a problem between the electronic reader and the authority's toll collection system. They say the intermittent problem has now been fixed. The issue was a faulty link on one of the westbound booths. And they say the long lane controller has been upgraded from copper to fiber. So they say that they have fixed it. But if you have gone through there, make sure you check your credit card bill.
It's been a confusing year for EasyPass because so many and I was driving up and down the East Coast over when I went up to Maine. And some places you're not supposed to stop at all. Some places you are supposed to stop because they don't have the we're going to mail you the bill type of a thing. So I can and then there are glitches in booths like this, Kat. So like if you get fined for something like this, I wonder how much of a case you have and how long it would take to fight a case
to
like
fix
this.
It up. I can't. Whenever I see the just drive through now, I have Easy Pass. So I think anybody with Easy Pass, you're fine. You're just using your Easy Pass as normal. But people who don't, like, how are they? Are they just billing that person every single time?
They're supposed to, yeah.
That's the way it works. Yeah, if you go through one of those toll booths, they are able to record your tag and then they send you the bill.
I can't imagine that there's not issues with that.
Right.
Me too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies open up their final series of the regular season tonight in Tampa with a 3-game set against the Rays. Vince Velasquez will get the start. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. With Eagles wide receiver Jalen Reagor out of the lineup because of a thumb injury, the team has made 2 roster moves. Cornerback Trevor Williams was promoted from the practice squad to the active roster, and wide receiver Marcus Green was signed to the practice squad. The Eagles play the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday at home. Kickoff at the Link will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. In Thursday night football, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick accounted for 3 touchdowns and led the Miami Dolphins to a 31-13 win over Jacksonville. The 37-year-old Fitzpatrick became the first NFL quarterback to record 6 wins over the same opponent with 6 different teams. In the NBA playoffs, the LA Lakers are a win away from returning to the finals. Anthony Davis scored 34 points. LeBron James added 26, and the Lakers beat the Nuggets 114-108 last night in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Orlando, and the Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight in Edmonton as the Tampa Bay Lightning and Dallas Stars get ready for Game 4. The Lightning are up in the series 2-1, and the puck is set to drop at 8 o'clock. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Hopefully everybody's in a Friday frame of mind.
Yes, absolutely. It began yesterday.
Yeah, per Casey's suggestion, after work on Thursday is actually technically Friday, and I like that. And I spent the morning getting ready, listening to my Calm meditation app, narrated by Nell today. So I am I'm all ready to go, man. I'm ready to make it happen.
It really does soothe you, doesn't it?
I was actually, when I got up and I was making my morning coffee, I randomly started thinking about that. I just started laughing in the house, in the quiet house. If anybody was awake, they're like, what is up with Dad this morning? But I got Nell on the brain, and it's a good way to start your day. So, yeah. That's Nell guiding you into meditation. So we have a Word of the Week prize that's given away today. 10 vinyl albums, including recent releases from Pearl Jam, Metallica, and a signed copy of The Struts, to just to name a few of the parts of the collection. So we will give that away today at the end of the show. But other than that, we have our friends Godshall stopping by, so we'll have lots of bacon to the giveaway. Turkey bacon galore. Other than that, we have each other's company and a Friday vibe. So that's a wonderful thing, man.
And good weather.
And good weather. So it's all working out so far. We're going to take a break, come back in a second. And I have a bunch of great stories to pass along to you in the entertainment report and stupid question with some giveaways. So hang with us. We'll do this weekend thing right. Get it started together.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Did you say nanner in there somewhere? Did you hear that? Or was that just me?
Nanner.
It was near the beginning of the... And I'm like, that's a
tribute to Elvis.
I've never heard of Nanner.
Did I catch a Niner in there?
Wilmington Manor.
Oh, Wilmington Manor. I heard Nanner.
Wilmington Nanner.
Peanut butter
that's
Nanner.
That's right, man. It's my favorite in Wilmington, right. Man. Every time I get there, I go get my Nanner sandwich.
All right, let's do the stupid question thing. We're going to give away a family 4-pack of tickets for the Adventure Aquarium, one of my favorite places. And the question that I have for you, I'm going to toss you a softball this morning. What car is known as the Pony?
The Pony.
215-263-WMMR. What car is known as the Pony car? 215-263-WMMR. A lot of celebrity birthdays today on Friday, September 25th. We'll start with the couple that we always mention when it is their birthday because they share the exact same birthday. Husband and wife, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
He is 76. She is 51 years old, and they still seem to be quite happily married.
Yeah. I wondered if there was going to be some sort of long-lasting repercussions from that thing that came out that he believed that his esophageal cancer might have been connected to her cooter. But they seem to be happy.
Do you guys ever think about that while you're down there?
I do now.
I do sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You know, I mean, hey, your mom would probably agree, Cass.
Oh, yeah. God.
Right?
When I've been with your mom, she's mentioned it.
Yeah. You don't want to include mom in the oral sex conversation?
Oh, my God. We should have a segment where you guys can ask her things like this.
I would love to.
Oh, my God.
And what she would suggest.
Is it too late for you guys to get the HPV shot? Vaccine?
I don't know if there's a timeout on that.
Yeah. Why would it be too late?
I don't know. I just don't know if there's an age. Because I know that they get them young these days.
Okay.
So, there's like a commercial for like young teen boys.
Yes. And girls.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. Of course the girls. But I was surprised to see the commercial specifically for boys. I was like, oh, okay.
So, all right. So if you got that shot, then is that even, I mean, we're talking celebrity birthdays here, but I know. But suppose your spouse got those shots. Does that mean they're like immune now, and so you can just go to town?
Risk free. That'd be nice.
Okay.
Here,
yeah.
Get this vaccine and then go to town.
Mm-hmm.
We should ask Kathy's mom.
That should be part of the commercial.
Ask Jerry.
If you're just chomping at the bit to chomp at the bit, get this shot.
All oral sex questions for Jerry Romano.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Happy birthday, Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones. It's Mark Hamill's birthday.
Hey!
Mark Hamill has he's been surfacing a lot lately. Most recently, the commercial with him and Patrick Stewart.
Do you think he ever went down there with Leia?
brother and sister? Anyhow.
I mean, before he found out.
Happy birthday to Mark Hamill. Yeah, of course. Sure, why not? He is 69. Heather Locklear turns 59. She is turning her life around. Things are looking good. Her sobriety seems to be in the right place, so we're happy for that.
She was, no one looked more all-American, girl-next-door, California blonde than Heather Locklear.
Will Smith also celebrates a birthday today. Like I said, there's some big ones today. Not just a lot of them. Some really big ones. So.
I finally watched Bad Boys for Life.
Again.
It's actually okay. It's actually pretty good. I mean, for that kind of junk food movie, it's pretty good.
I like those kinds of movies. Yeah. I know that
it's cheesy as hell.
You know, plots are usually paper thin, but I'm like, all right, you know, this is going to give me something to do for
and
the
that's
next
what
2 hours.
Okay, Cheryl Teagues, the model and actress.
Love Cheryl Teagues.
She was the it girl for a long time back in the day. She is 73. Barbara Walters. Turns 91 years old today. That is correct,
She did a couple of Penthouse shots, I remember.
No, she didn't.
I always loved her.
Make sure to show my lady parts.
I never thought about her as attractive, but you
never?
Did, Case?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a few people. Her, Martha Stewart, I love.
Shirley MacLaine?
Shirley MacLaine. Oh, gosh, who's the one? There's one. She's
Jessica Tandy.
Right. No.
Jessica Tandy.
No.
Jessica Tandy. Miss Daisy.
News
She was
kicks.
Already in the back seat.
Jane Pauley, I really like. Cynthia something.
Oh, you're talking about news people?
News chick.
Okay.
What's that Cynthia lady?
She's... I always liked Elizabeth Vargas for some reason.
Yes.
That kind of thing for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cynthia, not Cynthia Nixon.
No, she was on Sex and the City.
Are you thinking of Richard Nixon?
No, Cynthia, whatever.
That's great. We'll do the list another time. I have a lot of birthdays left.
Come on.
Happy birthday, Barbara Walters. Casey wants to bang you.
Not anymore. She's 90.
Michael Madsen of Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, and a few other Quentin Tarantino projects. That's right.
Bump
Bailey. Yeah. He turns 63 years old today. What do you want an apology? Forget it. Anson Williams, who we spoke to this year, Potsy from Happy Days, is 71. We don't have time for the Pump Your Blood song.
God, no.
No. I have a lot of birthdays today. I want to move along.
Come on. Right.
Hal Sparks, friend of the show.
Yep.
Turns 51 years old today.
You know what his favorite song in the world is?
No.
Pumps Your Blood. All right, I got it in.
Happy birthday, Hal Sparks. We did that for you.
Yeah.
Tate Donovan, the actor, has been in a lot of stuff. And I went back because, I know him from, like, that guy. He's been in tons of stuff. And I had to go back and do a little research. And obviously, he was in Memphis Belle. We had Matthew Modine on recently, and he was the co-pilot in that with Matthew
Which
Modine.
Which is a wonderful film. I bet you know a movie that's a junk food movie that I bet you like as much as I do. What? Love Potion Number 9.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But what I didn't know is he was in Space Camp. I think he's the male lead in Space Camp as one of the students. So.
And he was a longtime Jennifer Aniston boyfriend.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. You know, he's good in Argo.
He is.
He's a really good actor.
Yep. He ends up portraying the director, quote unquote. Yeah. He's 57 today. And then the last birthday, I think this guy's EGOT worthy. Donald Glover.
Mm. Yeah,
for sure.
You know, he's a great actor. He's obviously proven himself in the music industry. And his stand-up is great, too. He's just this well-rounded artist.
I wonder if he's going to re-emerge into the Marvel Universe because he was in that Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
And it seemed
I don't remember.
He was robbing a car.
Oh, yeah.
And
Homecoming. Yeah,
right,
that's right.
And
maybe somehow or another that ties him to it and he surfaces as a character down the road. I could see that. Yeah. He turns 37 today, Donald Glover. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Very easy question today. What car is known as the Pony? 215-263-WMMR. And I will go to Bob for the answer. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I could jump off a high dive.
You can jump off a high dive.
All right, well, car, go ahead. Give it to us.
Ford Mustang.
Yep. One of the most gorgeous American cars ever made.
Agreed.
Bob, hang on the line. We're going to get your information, and we're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets to Adventure Aquarium. Open daily. Reservations are required. You can visit AdventureAquarium.com for more information. We're going to start with Chrissy Teigen. Her tough third pregnancy isn't getting any easier. The model and cookbook author hit up Twitter to share that she's stopping work completely because her pregnancy is high risk. She wrote on Twitter today, I had to postpone the cookbook indefinitely and it says Adina Sussman all the way back to Tel Aviv. I'm not sure who that is. Also revealing that she stopped filming her Quibi series and same was shutting down filming Chrissy's Court. She announced earlier this month that she and recipe developer, here you go, Adina Sussman, were hard at work. She said, I'm devastated. She shared of sidelining. She's supposedly the real deal when it comes to cooking. You know?
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, not you know, a restaurateur level
right.
or anything like
she's
that.
She's serious
but
about
she
it.
She knows what she's doing, all from right. what I understand. Yeah, so she's going to have to put all that on hold. This is interesting. Rebel Wilson is making her romance official. The Pitch Perfect star debuted Jacob Busch on her feed with a cute shot of them boarding a helicopter alongside Helen Mirren and Kate Beckinsale.
He's a good-looking dude.
And he is part of the Anheuser-Busch family. So that is the last name is Busch, and that is from the beer magnate.
So she's got Busch.
She's got Busch. She's got Busch. they are all in Monaco attending Prince Albert's Planetary Health Gala. They were yesterday, where Wilson is expected to make her first red carpet appearance since embarking on her weight loss journey.
She really looks good.
Yeah, she's doing well.
Yeah.
And the pair were introduced by mutual friends, a friend last year. An insider says that they're officially boyfriend, girlfriend. He's a gentleman. He has very old school manners and treats her well. He is also very health conscious, and they've been motivating each other with their health journeys.
Has he recently had a weight loss as well? Or
you know what? I don't know that. I really don't know anything about him. I don't know where he falls in line in the Busch family either.
Can he get her into Busch Gardens?
Yeah, they own
yeah,
that.
The amusement so, park, right, yeah, I assume.
Yeah, you would think so. The source adds, now she's making it official by making a red carpet debut with him at the Planetary Health Gala in Monaco and attending a private dinner with Prince Albert hosted by Isabel Buscher. No, it's not Buscher.
Buscherini?
Busch. Oh. Gallery Gumrenzenskap. I don't know how to say that name. He had launched his own brewery in 2016, dubbed Sun's Beer, with friends Elliot Taylor and Carlo Mondavi. So I'm sure he ain't hurting.
Okay. Is that Mondavi, like wine family or whatever?
Yeah, I assume.
I guess, right?
Yeah. Probably not the false teeth thing.
All right. How cool is this? I saw this story yesterday. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney have been named as potential investors in Wrexham AFC, which is the Welsh soccer team currently playing in English football's fifth tier. The club's supporters trust confirmed that Reynolds and McElhenney will have the chance to put forward their proposal for the club at a general meeting.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're putting together a joint proposal, or are they both bidding for it separately?
That's a good question. The trust had previously met to discuss the potential investment with 97.5% of the members voting in favor. So it sounds like partnership.
And that's what it sounds like to me.
As a result, talks with the proposed bidders will now continue, and we are in the position to confirm the two people interested investing. Read a statement from the Wrexham supporters trust board on Wednesday. So, yeah.
Did you know that? That is. Anybody have an idea that Rob was a soccer fan?
No, but I remember when we used to ask him if he was a millionaire, and turns out the answer to that question is yes.
And if he and Ryan are buddies, by association, we are now buddies.
Buddies
with
Ryan
Reynolds.
It works out. But Casey was already a dear friend with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, like, we emailed with each other a couple times. I hung out with him down in Panama City, and, you know.
This is 25 years ago.
That really is pretty damn cool that you hung out with him.
It was really cool because he brought me up to the, it was the VIP suite area, and the bouncer wasn't going to let him in.
Yeah.
And the bouncer's like, no, sorry, you can't come in here. And he turned to the bouncer and he goes, hey, I'm supposed to be here. And he makes the bouncer look at the movie poster with his face on it.
That's for Van Wilder,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for Van Wilder.
That's me.
That's me. Awesome. And the bouncer's like, oh, God. Go ahead. You're right.
And who is Van Wilder loosely based on? Bert Kreischer.
It is. There's a symmetry here that can't be denied.
I hung out with Sugar Colt. You guys remember that
absolutely
band, right?
And Kathy's favorite band,
Sugar Colt. With I'm bouncing off the walls
oh
again.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I like that song.
It's a good song.
Wait, what's that? And Tara Reid was there, too, right?
Yeah.
And when she was looking like a million bucks?
Also, Cal Penn. I mean, yeah, come on, cool. guys.
Who did that song you were talking about, Preston?
And that's what I'm trying to remember now. You're my
come
butterfly.
Lady, sugar,
butterfly.
Baby.
Oh. Yeah.
I said Sugarfly the first
time.
Yeah. hang on, Butterfly.
Sugar,
that is a...
baby. That
come,
is,
lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Hold on, Marissa.
Crazy
what?
Town.
The 90s babies over here, letting you guys know it's Crazy Town.
Yeah. Crazy Town.
It was Lazy Town.
Lazy Town was a different one.
Okay.
Come on, let's move on, guys. We got lots of stuff to do today.
Oh, my God.
That's now what a producer does.
Now he's moving us along.
Hey, you know what, Kathy? You're holding this whole train up. Get on.
By the way, the exact nature of the bid is still... is so far unclear, but the latest news follows a club statement last week which confirmed the potential investors would immediately invest around $2.5 million.
I want Ryan Reynolds on this show.
I do, too.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. I kind of remember his email address.
All right.
Try it. I think he would listen. Let's work on it.
Let's see if we could talk them into maybe buying the 76ers since they're buying franchises.
If you do get in touch with him, remind him of the Van Wilder poster thing. Maybe that will he might remember that.
You know what he remembered? And the reason I got brought up there is because you guys were like, hey, you should give him the Sonic Sessions CD. So I gave him the entire library of Sonic Sessions CDs.
There's a full library.
And he really appreciated
that. Awesome.
So,
okay, how about this? An attorney for the Doobie Brothers sent a comical and lighthearted cease and desist letter to Bill Murray for illegally using the band's 1970 song, Listen to the Music. In a commercial.
Yeah.
Murray has placed a tune without permission in commercials for Zero Hucks Given shirts, which are part of his William Murray golf collection. Doobie's attorney, Peter T. Paterno of King Holmes Paterno and Soriano, wrote in the letter, it's a fine song. I know you agree because you keep using it in your ads for Zero Hucks Given golf shirts. However, given that you haven't paid to use it, maybe you should change the name to Zero Bucks Given. We understand that you're running other ads using music from other of our clients. It seems like the only person who uses our client's music without permission more than you is Donald Trump. Paterno went on to write, this is the part where I'm supposed to cite the United States Copyright Act, excoriate you for not complying with some subparagraph that I'm too lazy to look up and threaten you with eternal damnation for doing so. But you already earned that with those Garfield movies. And you already know that you can't use music in ads without paying for it. So they're, in a fun way, asking you to
stop.
To not do that. And
right.
Yeah.
You can.
You flat out can't sell a product.
Who at that level?
I don't know.
Just moves maybe ahead with unlicensed music. I don't think he had anything to do with the selection of the music. But don't we know at this point?
Yeah, you would think so. Hey, for the first time in 114 years, there will be no crowd in Times Square to cheer on the famed New Year's Eve ball drop. In the latest COVID-19-induced blow to the Big Apple traditions, officials announced major changes to the annual event. They said that while the ball will still drop, the usual packed celebration will be a no-go. One thing that will never change is the ticking of time and the arrival of a new year at midnight on December 31st, Tim Tompkins, the president of Times Square Alliance, said. But this year,
Tompkins timepieces.
There will be significantly new and enhanced virtual, visual, and digital offerings to complement whatever limited live entertainment or experiences still in development will take place in Times Square.
To be honest, if you're not there, a lot of times the actual event or focusing on the TV at that time only gets in the way of your party. So, you know, I got it.
Times Square will be cordoned off from the general public. By the NYPD, and any event taking place inside the tourist hub will be for broadcast purposes only. There will be some socially distant activities in Times Square, but it's going to be primarily for a broadcast and streaming audience. So, as you would imagine, it's not going to be the sea of humanity that it normally is.
They should have had intern Ben make the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
As you could imagine.
Demi Moore's Dirty Diana, a podcast she narrates, has been snagged by Amazon. The 57-year-old's podcast has consistently topped Apple's fiction list since debuting this summer. The story follows a married woman who runs an exotic website dedicated to women who want to share intimate sexual fantasies. Creator Shayna Festi will direct, and Moore will produce.
Do you have any fantasies concerning pudding?
To be determined who will be cast in the series, but several A-listers, including Melanie Griffith and Lena Dunham, have popped up on the pod. I listened to part of something like this. Murphy, Nick Murphy had recommended a podcast, and it's very radio theater.
Yes.
Which is nice. No, right. I kind of liked it. This one didn't quite grab me.
What was it?
Murph would have to tell you. I don't remember. It's about these military personnel who were taken in for some type of testing, and they were doing something to them mentally.
Okay.
And it was having some kind of an effect, and there was a cover up, and it didn't bring me along for the whole thing. And I like listening to audiobooks, but I have yet to find. That was the only. Now, granted, it's the only one that I've listened to.
This just in.
It's called Homecoming.
Okay.
Yeah, and. Catherine Keener, and there were some names in it.
Some good names.
So there are some top, you know, acting names that are taking part in these. So I'll have to give another shot sometime. Chris Rock will open Saturday Night Live's season number 46 on October 3rd. He's the host. The show will go live with a limited audience. Megan Thee Stallion will join as musical guest. And, of course, Chris was a member from 1990-93. He was a cast member on SNL.
So they'll be in the building?
They'll be in the building.
Okay. Yeah. That's good, because the home stuff is
it's not as good,
novel, but, yeah, it's just not.
Some people excelled at it, and others did not dramatically.
It stinks!
It stinks!
Yep. James Corden is speaking out about rumors that he is in line to replace Ellen DeGeneres on her show. On the Late Late Show, he said, genuinely, I have no idea where that came from. I think somebody started a rumor somewhere and someone jumped on the thing. There's absolutely no truth in that story at all. Zero. As far as considering it, I think it would be a really crazy thing to take over from someone who I think has done the job so outrageously well for like 18 years. It's not true. And I think when the day comes to end this show, it will be the day to probably stop hosting a show every day. So no, I wouldn't do that.
And I don't think Ellen is over. No. I think it's going to come back. She's going to get past this. And she has a lot of people rallying to her defense.
Yeah.
And whatever. Listen, if there are issues,
as you could imagine,
she's going to take care of them.
Yeah, agreed.
We would assume.
Tyra Banks is ready to admit she isn't perfect, but she also refuses to let the haters get her down.
Girlfriend.
The Dancing with the Stars host shared a response to the backlash she's gotten on TikTok. She said, tonight I hosted the second episode of Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, it wasn't perfect. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, but I messed up.
You stink!
I said the wrong words.
It stinks!
But I kept going, she said.
You're better than that!
But not really. The problem is that you came off someone as polished as Tom Bergeron.
Yeah. Yes.
And he is one of the best.
Yep, exactly. He is a host.
And period. She has two jobs. She has Erin Andrews' job and Tom Bergeron's job, and it's hard.
And we pointed out she's actually running the camera, so she will actually run off camera and move the camera towards the judges.
You hear
the
clicking of her shoes.
There was no need for both of them anyway.
Yeah.
One is fine.
No, I know, but it's just like literally the amount of talking that one person has to do versus what two people have to do, it makes the job more difficult.
Yep. Banks likened her response to that of contestant Skye Jackson, who made a misstep during her samba with Alan Burson. She said she got back up and she kept going. And because of that, she's here for another week. So the message is, I messed up this week. Skye messed up this week. But we're going to keep on going and going.
Girl.
Who got voted out?
It was the athlete, the basketball player.
Oh, Charles really? Oakley?
No, not Charles Barkley.
No, Oakley. Charles Oakley.
Charles Oakley, you're right, Nick. I heard Barkley.
I don't know. I didn't mention it in this story, but somebody fell down. I do know that.
Go boom.
In 2021, video games will be added to the Tribeca Film Festival's program of official selections.
I think this is a good move. I have long contended, as have many, that they are artistic pieces, that there's a lot of artistic capability that goes into creating these worlds.
Yeah. In between the play, they're cinematic.
Absolutely.
You know, there's plot and there's acting and there's
scenes. A look at The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a movie.
Yeah, agreed. Tribeca Film Festival co-founder and CEO Jane Rosenthal tells Hollywood Reporter Tribeca has always served to bring artists and diverse audiences together to celebrate storytelling in all its forms. It's incredible to see how game creators develop these immersive worlds. with their own unique stories, characters, lore, and languages. And the work should be, their work should be celebrated. Enola Holmes star, Millie Bobby Brown.
I think I have to watch this. There's a big buzz on this show.
I started watching it last night. It's all right.
She sat down with Variety to discuss her new turn as Sherlock Holmes, little sister, but also about saying farewell to one of her favorite shows, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, she's a big reality show fan.
She said, it's very sad. I'm so sad. I've been watching them for years, but everything must come to an end.
Oh, yes.
She said, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss lots. I enjoyed it so much. Every Sunday night, I was obsessed.
It stuns me how many, like Jennifer Lawrence was a massive fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yep.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago that is a grown woman, right?
Yeah.
She's like 40-something, and she watches him, and I was trying not to be judgmental.
Yeah.
I was actually just trying to, I was like, why? What do you get out of it? Some people watch it because it's like train wreck. Like,
right.
Oh, I can't believe these people. And for this particular woman, it was, she's like, the sisters talk to each other the same way like I talk to my sisters and my girlfriend.
All right.
And so,
really?
Yeah, I mean, besides the fact, you know, they're like uber ultra rich and you know, so there's that facet of their life. But, you know, you sort of
it gets down to we're just sisters.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would imagine also, though, the fame and the fashion and stuff like that is
yeah, part that of doesn't
matter. That's exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. All right, you're in luck. There are new movies out to tell you about.
It's worth it. I'm sad when we have a week without movies.
A Kajillionaire, starring Evan Rachel Wood, Gina Rodriguez, and Richard Jenkins, is coming out. It is a comedy film. Two con artists have spent 26 years training their only daughter to swindle, scam, and steal at every turn. During a desperate and hastily conceived heist, they charm a stranger into joining them, only to have their entire world turned upside down. It's an hour and 44 minutes long. It's rated R. The theatrical release is a theatrical release, and it is on demand. And so far, it has a score of 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I love Richard Jenkins.
That's pretty
I love
solid.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Who's Richard Jenkins?
He's this.
I don't give a f***.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
That's Richard Jenkins.
Excellent. All right. The other film that's opening is Ava. It's a thriller.
Ooh.
It stars Jessica Chastain, John Malkovich, and Colin Farrell. The plot is an assassin becomes marked for death by her own black ops organization after questioning orders and breaking protocol.
What's going on here?
It is hour and 37 minutes long. It's rated R. It's available in limited release. And so far, it's gotten a 27% in Rotten Tomatoes, so a pretty low score. All right, we're ready for clips now. With COVID-19 delaying numerous films, streaming platforms like Disney Plus continue to entertain us with their own films. And this weekend, it's the movie Secret Society of Second Born Royals. In this clip, star Peyton Elizabeth Lee explains why she joined the cast. Here we go.
I think the biggest thing that drew me to this story and to my character is the relatability of it all. The core themes to me are very universal, and especially teenagers growing up, there are so many pressures. For these characters, there's the added pressure of having an entire country's eyes on you, which I think are very relatable to anyone growing up.
Shut the f*** up!
Secret Society of Second Born Royals is available to watch on Disney Plus today.
So I'm looking at the coming attraction for this, and they've picked a girl that looks so much like Dove Cameron. I think they're kind of following the Descendants model. Okay. Yeah, look at the lead. If you see the lead, that's her.
Okay.
Very Dove Cameron looking.
All right, here is the next clip. Fans were taken by surprise when it was announced that Carol Baskin would be joining this season of Dancing with the Stars. And in this clip, Carol talks about the anxiety she felt while waiting to hear if she was safe for the week. I can't wait to hear this. Her voice. Here we go.
It was really nerve-wracking. One of the things Pasha pointed out is that during the dance, time slows down because your adrenaline is pushing so fast. And I felt like we were standing there for an hour waiting for that result. It just seemed to go on forever.
You're a complete dirty whore.
The next episode of Dancing with the Stars is on ABC Monday. That will be at 8 p.m. And there you go. That's all you need to know.
That's all. There was a lot.
In the way of entertainment, that's it, friends. I gave it all to you today.
I'm what spent.
What more do you want from me?
Leave him alone.
All right. We are going to take a break, though. We're going to come back in a moment, and we have a full morning to share together. Word of the Week prize, giving that away. We got some gifts from our friends at Godshall's Turkey Bacon, and we will have a chance for you to win. Stay put. We will be back in mere moments.
WMMR.com, a great way to stay up to date on the latest rock news and station happenings. Listen live via your laptop, the free mobile app, or just tell your smart speaker to play MMR. From Preston and Steve's Daily Rush to Pierre's Weekend Calendar and the latest on Jackson's Local Shots, it's everything that rocks your computer.
Well, I've noticed a few things, yes, that I would like to share with you.
It's time for a Friday edition of The Noticer. This is when he's noticed the most. He's had an entire week of noticing. He's bursting at his noticer seams.
And in fact, I'm going to start with something that has to do with us here on the Preston
and
Steve Show.
He's noticed something about the Preston and Steve Show. We can hardly wait.
I noticed a picture that Casey posted on Instagram this morning, and I've noticed he looks markedly thinner these days.
Casey looks thinner.
Yes, he does. He was helping out with Gay Bingo last night online. And there's a picture of you in a tie. Now, I see you every day. You know, we're in close proximity. So I haven't really noticed the weight loss until I saw this picture of you. How much weight have you lost, if you don't mind me asking?
Like 30 pounds.
Wow.
It was just awesome. And I said the other day, you've just been doing the bike riding and all the way weight loss happens when you just start to make a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you found something you adore, which is the bike riding, and you're just religious with it.
Well, I mean, listen, you can exercise all you want, but it's also, you know.
It's food.
It's what you put in your body.
Yeah.
And so I talked to my little brother. He's it's crazy, man, because if you knew us in our 20s, especially him, like, he's made this complete lifestyle shift and change. And so, you know, he was he kept just eating, like texting and sending all these like articles and videos about, you know, what you're eating and about added sugars and the dangers of this or whatever. And, you know, so I had some candid conversations with him. I'm like, listen, I can't give up sugar.
No.
But for all intents and purposes, like I really have cut out sugar, especially added sugar.
Right.
It's not to say that I don't have treats from time to time, but anyway,
you got to do something that you're going to be able to live with.
You're doing well, and I just wanted to give a little positive reinforcement because you're looking good, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Right. I also...
And 90% of your diet is now turkey bacon, right?
Yeah. Well, we have some here today.
There we go.
And that's not too bad. Yeah. But, you know, I also am very aware of who I am, and I have, you know, I'm a yo-yo guy, so I just...
So is yo-yo.
I just hope I can keep it up. You know what I mean?
Just real quick, how did Gay Bingo go? Was it virtual just like everything else is these days?
Yeah, it was good. Cool. It was over quick. I mean, it went, it started like 8 o'clock, and they do like a skit in between every single game of bingo. There were 6 games of bingo. One person won twice, which makes me so mad. I was so close to winning that last game.
When it kicks back in and we're past this, if you ever get a chance to go to the live presentation, it's so much fun.
It is.
And Chumley and Carlotta and we were, weren't we honorary?
You were?
I was, we were the one time they actually gave me a presentation, everything. I was the straight person of the month.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. But then we were given an honor by the AIDS Fund.
Yes.
For our show's participation in things like Gay Bingo and helping support, you know, the AIDS walk and things like that. It was a really huge
And this
huge
is no
honor.
Secret that when a gay organization throws a party, it's a party.
Yes,
a party.
It is.
Yeah.
That picture of us, I look at that picture when it pops up on my feed, like as a memory or whatever, and I get embarrassed by it.
Why?
Because it was supposed to be a rainbow. We were supposed to be a rainbow. And if you remember, whoever the tux company was, they didn't quite get the memo and they sent pastel colors instead of...
Yeah, our cummerbunds were
pastel.
Yeah, so it was
colors.
Pink instead of red.
Yeah, we were hoping to represent rainbow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or no, it was our vest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your vest.
Oh. Well, listen, the AIDS Fund, they're always looking for funds and money and volunteers. So if you go to AIDSFundPhilly.org, there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can contribute.
Yes.
And the AIDS Walk is coming up, right? So it's going to be virtual, just like everything this year.
I wish they could do that. I mean, yeah. But I guess you can't.
I mean, I did the Bend to the Shore. It was virtual, but the day that it was supposed to happen, I did a 50-mile bike ride. You know there what you I mean? Go. Like, so you can do your own walk, and you can get involved, and the AIDS Fund Philly, they're doing and have been doing great things in the city of Philadelphia for people that are living with HIV/AIDS, and, you know, just because there's a pandemic doesn't mean that that goes away, right?
Right.
It actually makes everything worse.
Yeah.
So if you want to help out, please go to AIDSFundPhilly.org.
Excellent. Looking good, Case.
Thank you, man.
All right. I also noticed things aren't looking so great out west with the wildfires. The California Creek Fire is not only the largest single wildfire in the state, known for huge destructive blazes, but it spawned two rare firenados a day after the fire started earlier this month. And they're just revealing the information on this.
Don't they believe that one of those firenados might be one of the biggest firenados ever seen?
It's possible. It was one was rated as an EF2 with winds of up to 125 miles per hour. The other had winds of up to 100 miles per hour and was rated an EF1. They wreaked havoc across the rugged area, the results of unprecedented fire behavior, government forecasters said on Thursday. Fire tornadoes are created when the rising heat from the fire pulls in smoke, fire, and dirt, creating a rotation vortex above the blaze.
It's like it's Armageddon looking. And it was also, Preston, I don't know if you saw, there was a point in the firenado where it picked up bears, set them on fire, and became a bearnado.
Oh my God. It's almost like it's out of a movie.
Oh, my God. So burning bears in the firenado.
Bearnado.
What about sharknados?
No.
That's a water
stupid.
Spout.
Yeah.
That's when a water spout.
That's just science fiction.
To have even one tornado within a fire is rare. CNN meteorologist Taylor Ward said fires can lead to fire whirls, kind of like a dust devil, due to differential heating. But to get a tornado with winds over 100 miles per hour is quite unusual. The tornadoes uprooted pine trees, snapping even several 2-foot diameter trees, and stripping bark from their trunks, a storm survey report had said.
Think about that, like that width of a tree being snapped by a wind.
You ever been somewhere when you start to see a dust devil?
Oh, yeah, many times.
And then it starts getting big, and you're like, hold on a second here, man.
We were driving across the desert towards Palm Springs. I remember years ago, and it was like, hey!
Yeah. Wow, that looks cool. Wait a minute. That doesn't look so cool anymore.
Yeah.
If you happen to see footage of when a tornado actually starts, there's sometimes they catch them right as they begin. It's wild because it starts off looking very, very innocent, and then the next thing you know, it very quickly gets out of control. I remember seeing footage of a tornado from a helicopter.
Right.
And they were pointing, they could see these trees starting to move around. And all of a sudden, the movement gets more and more. And then you start to see like a haze form. And then you see the cyclone happen. And then you just see trees just start whipping and snapping. I mean, it comes up out of nowhere. It's pretty wild.
You're right. I was watching a documentary last night called Twister. And apparently a lot of this occur after you sign the divorce papers.
That's right.
I will sign them. I will have to see if I can find the particular one. That I saw. It didn't turn into a gigantic funnel cloud.
Was it a bearnado?
It was pretty small, and it just started. The way it formed was pretty strange. So I will jot down a note.
Have they ever gotten?
See if I can find that later on.
Have they ever gotten footage from
inside?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah, they tried to send Dorothy up there.
I know it didn't work.
It didn't work.
But then they saw. Obviously, they saw these mobiles, these wind structures.
Yes,
and then they got a good idea.
I guess tornadoes might be, I mean, they move so quickly and they're so, you know, they're not like a hurricane where there's clear
where you can go into
indication
a, yeah.
and it stays for a long time. And the size of it's so big, you can get inside of it. These are so small, maybe you can't get into the center of it.
I went for a hike/walk in Ridley Creek State Park a few weeks ago. And there was a path of downed trees that to me looked like a tornado had touched down. And I don't remember any reports of that happening in our area or in Ridley Creek State Park recently, but the way that it all of these trees came down. It was right down to the actual creek, and it was along a flat walking trail. I'm curious as to whether or not or how often tornadoes touch down in our area and just don't go reported.
Well, there are things like, avalanches and things that happen all the time that we are completely unaware of, and then someone happens upon it and the damage and says, something must have happened here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out of the realm of believability.
Yeah, I just don't know if anything like that ever gets reported after the fact, and so I'm curious as to if anybody else knows what I'm talking about.
So two firenados in the California Creek Fire, and one was a biggie. All right, I noticed a follow-up story that I have to share with you guys.
The Noticer just keeps on every story, and when a follow-up arises, he reports it. God, I love this man.
Are we learning something?
This was
very strong feelings for the Noticer.
And why wouldn't you? I have a mask and everything, man, like an eye mask, like a superhero. All right, so the other day I mentioned the guy Forrest Fenn, the dude who hid the treasure.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's a perv.
And how some people, he was asking women to send naked pictures to him. And how some people were curious as to whether or not it was a hoax.
Right.
That there was no buried treasure. He made up the fact that someone found it because the person hadn't come forward.
And you suggested, Preston, that when someone was questioning that story, all of a sudden someone found it, supposedly.
Well, the finder.
Supposedly, I stand corrected.
Supposedly. the finder, as they have called themselves now in a blog post, posted to Medium and said that it took them years of searching. So supposedly, someone has come forward.
Okay. Have they been vetted and
not that verified? I know. Okay. So here's what they had to say, though. I'll read you the post. It said, "The moment it happened was not the triumphant Hollywood ending some surely envisioned. It just felt like I had survived something and was fortunate to come out on the other end." The finder writes about their adoration for Fenn and how the challenge of finding the treasure helped them find their way through life. He said, "In the few years before I had heard of Forrest Fenn, my confidence in myself had been totally destroyed. I like to think it aided me in finding the treasure without any self-confidence in my abilities. I had to stick to the evidence and not stray into hunches of speculation." But the finder says that the sense of purpose was shared by so many people, even those who were ultimately unsuccessful in the search. Huh. He said, sure, the treasure could only be given to one person, the one who found it, but it inspired hope the world over and the joy of discovery for all those who got to go out and appreciate the wonders of the Rockies, he said.
This is the individual who supposedly found it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Throughout the blog, the finder is careful not to identify themselves other than saying, I am a millennial and have student loans to pay off. And several lines are dedicated to Fenn's willingness to help keep their privacy, even at the potential of hurting his own legacy. He said, it's incredibly generous to leave a chest full of gold out in the wilderness for someone to find. It's a whole other thing to set aside one's driving desire for a legacy in order to protect that stranger. But here's the deal. I think that if this person's legit, I think you owe it to all those other people who got out there and the people who died trying to, you don't have to identify yourself, but maybe have pictures of the treasure chest, of
yes.
the treasure itself.
Yes.
Indicate exactly where it was so these people can know how close or how far away they were from the thing. I think you owe it to them.
I think that's part of the deal. I think you're right, because there's a lot of blood and sweat that went into this search for many people. So at least verify so that it doesn't continue where people think it's still out there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should. All right. Following up to a story just a moment ago is what we're going
to
do.
The owner's just following up to a story he just reported. I'm going to shoot.
It's some callers, Nick, about the tornado in Ridley Creek State Park. So I'm going to go to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Donna. What did you want to tell us here?
Nick was talking about the going into Ridley Creek State Park, and it looked like a tornado hit. It definitely did hit. It was last September. We had a huge tornado come through, and yes, that's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah, it was wicked. And if you go on to, like, go into the park from the Westchester Pike side,
yep.
It literally looks like a bomb was dropped. Like,
yeah.
The trees are gone.
There's no mistaking it. It's a straight line of destruction. And so, you know, but I didn't know that it was a year ago. I didn't know that it happened in 2019 because it looks more recent than that. But obviously it's not.
Yeah, because I actually live in the park now. I live right across the street from it. And it was just, yeah, I had a tree come through my house and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Okay.
Definitely a tornado.
Thanks for verifying that.
Thank you, Donna.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, and a number of texters are chiming in with the same thing. So that was indeed a tornado. And it happened, she said, last November, I think.
Yeah, almost a year ago.
Okay. Interesting. All right, what else I got here for you? Notice these things.
More things from the noticer.
I've noticed that, I noticed this story online. and it is with the Manhattan Transit Authority. Three tradesmen who work with the MTA allegedly boozed, napped, and watched TV inside a secret man cave that was built below the tracks at Grand Central Terminal.
I always wondered if there were, like, how many rooms and things that have long been forgotten in this elaborate, modern catacombs, so to speak, that are under there. You know, it's like that scene in Cloverfield where they go into a room and there's like a table and it's, you know, is it sort of the case down there?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, man.
Absolutely.
Those heroes in a half shell lived underneath the city and they...
No one knew.
Nobody knew.
April O'Neil. When you are, you know, because I rarely use a subway and, but when you do happen to get on it, do you look out the window?
I do all
the
time.
The
I do all the time.
And see if you see, you know, something.
Chuds.
Like sometimes you'll see... like a light go by,
yeah.
and it was like a little office or something right there that's deep in the tracks.
Was that a turtle?
Hang on, Marissa.
Yeah, the Orange Line especially, there's an entire another subway area that's just empty. So if you're on the Orange Line, and that's like one level below the Blue Line, you can look down, and there's a whole other empty level down there.
Well, also now... Like,
people have to live down there or something.
Well,
right?
And they do. In fact, yeah. There was a case within in the New York subway system, the Manhattan subway system, that they were finding tons of homeless people who were right. living in these special these areas that they had found and sort of commandeered. And then Marissa, as they build these tunnels, they will build parallel tunnels to move to excavate dirt out and remove. Right. And so they are there, sort of. Laying dormant.
I'm just praying to get off of the subway as soon as possible, so I'm not really looking out the window.
So I've always wanted to be able to go into a subway system and maybe kind of take like a walking tour or something like that.
I think it'd be fascinating.
Yeah.
And you could do it. You could do it on Ratback.
On Ratback?
Yeah.
It's like...
sure.
Yeah.
Like a tour. They, like going into the Grand Canyon.
It's like donkeys.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
I'd rather do a rat-drawn wagon or something. Yeah, instead.
A whole team of them?
Yeah.
I would love that. These guys, investigators had discovered a lounge complete with futon, flat screen, microwave, and refrigerator. Here comes the rat team.
Yeah. And over there's where the chuds live.
Behind a plasterboard wall in an unused locksmith shop below track 114 in the station's lower level is where they found this. The investigators initially paid a supervised visit to the locksmith shop after concluding that Metro North officials had failed to investigate two previous complaints about workers using the space to hang out and get drunk and party.
Did you ever see the movie Relic?
These
moth creatures or these, yeah. But they show a lot of that, you know, those hidden tunnels, those secondary tunnels in the system. It's pretty wild.
I like the idea of a clubhouse, though.
That scene in Cloverfield where they do go down in there is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's so good.
The three Metro North employees.
You're going to be my regular Saturday night Cloverfield.
A wireman, carpenter, foreman, and electrical foreman who were not named due to ongoing disciplinary proceedings denied ever having been in the room, but... They left their fingerprints behind, and the evidence that they used to underground in their underground hangout was overwhelming, they said. They found wooden cabinets that appeared to be specifically designed to conceal the TV and futon.
That's
along
awesome.
With a pullout cot sitting just outside the room. A half-empty beer was in the fridge.
I am a little upset that you have your under-desk
setup, your
little,
your
little apartment. But I sort of called out to any craftsmen or any contractors who could up the game for you, because I mean, it's nice. You have a like a curtain that pulls.
I have a curtain.
Yeah.
I have a yoga mat. I have a body pillow. I have a blanket. I have another little pillow that goes between my legs. And yes, so I have.
You are Costanza, man.
But you know, it's not enough. Seinfeld.
People always tell me that. Yeah. What was that?
He built. He worked for the Yankees, and he felt tired every day at work because he had a really tough job. So he built an entire like little bed inside of his desk, so he could go and hide in his desk, take a nap, and pretend to work for the
entire
day.
He had an alarm clock and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, I do too. It's my phone.
Yeah.
So I pretty much have that. I literally have that set up.
I think you need more. I think we need. I think we need some stuff there.
I would like a better mattress.
A better mattress and a fold down TV.
Sleep Number has a desk mattress, don't they?
I don't need a TV.
I think you need a TV.
But the curtain was key. It's absolutely.
Sometimes I'll go in there and you'll be sleeping and I have no idea.
We filmed the whole video in there.
Yes, we did.
And then all of a sudden I saw his feet. I was like, oh.
I want more than a curtain. What I think you should have is like a sliding. Like, you know, one of those compacting accordion type doors that slides across.
I had heard you guys while you were starting to film that video, and I'm like, great. I fell asleep anyway.
Oh, my God.
No, you
didn't.
Yeah,
I did. I was tired, man. I was beat. Sometimes after the show, I'm exhausted and a little 30-minute na-na helps me out.
He gets fussy.
Even 20 minutes will do it. Hang on. Let me go to Eric, who is a former Amtrak police officer. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, my man?
So, with the buildings being so old, and when they remodel, they don't quite, have to stay with the format of the building. So it creates a lot of void areas, and there's lower levels that have since been filled in because of post 9/11 concerns, also structural concerns. So you have all of these nooks and these crannies and all of these avenues for people to hide or even live in. Like, we had a huge homeless issue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People would, you would just find, and they would be like villages, and then you're down there cleaning them out and body, you know, in the full PPE body suits and stuff because of the environment. But,
Yeah. So Eric, was that part of your patrol to go in and, you know, 'cause it's unsafe for people to be in there, obviously. Mm-hmm. To get in and kind of get people out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you don't want people down there living down there. So the areas that we knew were like a concern or a problem, we would routinely go in and make sure that nobody was down there.
Did you ever find any corpses, anybody who had passed and just kind of left there?
Fortunately, no, not in the buildings. So,
okay.
You know, It reminds me, Eric and Kathy, you know, Edinburgh in Scotland.
Yeah, that underground.
There was a whole setup that they had built, and I forget what the original intent of these underground caves and enclosures were, but eventually what happened was is that the homeless population of the city moved down there. Mm-hmm. So you had this whole underground
housing
population, mm-hmm. That lived in the dark. It's pretty horrendous.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, take care. I think it might be Minneapolis. It's somewhere Midwest and maybe further out West that has a complete sub-level of the city.
I think you're right.
Seattle.
Is it Seattle?
Atlanta has it as well. When General Sherman came through, there was, and I took that tour as well. I took both the tours, underground Seattle and underground Atlanta. I don't know if it still exists. But you would basically go through like a door in like a bar, and you go down, and there's a whole, you know, some people think it's like in Matrix where you can't. No, it's not like that. But there are lower levels of buildings.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild.
Yeah, Steve, with the Seattle one, essentially they just built the next level of the city
on top of it.
And so there was a whole existing city already, and then they just kind of built up on top of the old city, but they didn't get rid of the old city.
It's a really cool tour. In fact, it's the subject of there was the Night Stalker and the Night Strangler, and the murderer lives in the underground city in Seattle.
It's called, we have the Wikipedia pages here, it's called Pioneer Square.
Yep.
Seattle, Washington. It is a underground network of passageways and basements in downtown Pioneer Square, Seattle, Washington. Wow. Okay. All right. What else did I notice this morning?
The Notice is on a roll today. Some really good stories.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I've fallen in love.
Mr. I noticed that people can collect some pretty silly things. Oh, the love music comes in. And a Texas woman was awarded a Guinness World Record because she amassed a collection of 1,622 different varieties of lip balm. Chelsea Jerebic of Lubbock, Texas, said her actual collection of lip balm includes more than 1,800 pieces. Wow. But Guinness doesn't count duplicates, so the record was established as 1,622.
The display is pretty cool. It almost looks like a pop art, you know, sort of thing.
So she had mentioned in this, it was her aunt who collected Pez dispensers. my dentist has a Pez dispenser collection. At least he did. Years ago, I went over to his house where our kids went to school together. Yeah. And he had. I was really impressed with how cool it was.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Priest at my school, Father Choppy. He had a Pez collection, and so this is back in 1992, 93. I wonder.
There's been
now,
a ton more since then.
Yeah. I wonder if this person has the Dunkin' Donuts lip balm.
We just got that recently,
and
I remember,
my kids love it.
There are people who we have pointed out develop an addiction to lip balm.
I had it.
Yeah.
Did you really?
So yeah.
You had to constantly use it? Yeah, because I
couldn't go anywhere without it. It would be next to my bed. It would be in my purse. It would be in the car. I used it in college. I'm not even kidding you, because we didn't carry purses when we would go out with us because we would forget them places. I would put it in my bra. I would put the chapstick in my bra, so I would always have that.
So the lip balm, from what I understand, I saw it was explained one time on how it can be somewhat addictive. You know how like nasal spray is?
Right.
You know, it'll clear your sinuses, but then your sinuses close right back up, and then you want to open them back up, so you keep using it like that Afrin over and over again.
Sure.
Lip balm, I had seen where when you put it on, Kathy, and if you have craps, you know, or craps, if you have cracks in the skin of your lips, which are very, very, very tiny, that wax fills in those cracks, and instead of allowing them to heal, it kind of keeps a gap in there. And so you keep reinforcing that use it. Now, I guess it's good for hydration, but in the wintertime when your skin gets a little brittle and dry and cracks like that, it can exacerbate it from what I've heard.
Now, no, that seems to make sense.
Speaking of craps, is it true that in the colonial times they actually used to stick horse manure on their lips so they didn't lick them?
I heard that.
What? Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, please look that up, Nick. I've never heard that one before. So it would keep them from licking their lips.
Yeah.
Why did you want to keep from licking?
To keep them from getting chapped.
From getting chapped. Okay.
Kathy, were you ever addicted to that?
That sounds like a practical joke to me. Yeah.
Would you ever put a little horse manure in your bra?
No, thanks. Oh.
Tell Gunther to rub horse crap on his lips.
Just watch.
He'll go for it.
Watch this.
Okay. Nick is looking that up.
I found a list of 9 facts about horse manure. So
you want to look at those?
Let's
see here. Manure by any other name. Horse manure your garden. If you fall face first in a pile of horse manure. Okay.
Let's pause on number 5.
Let's read that one. Let's see here. Horse manure is unlikely to spread any disease to people, including bacterial problems with E. coli, which is killed in sunlight. Human and dog waste are far more likely to spread disease and parasites to humans. While it's unpleasant to find it on walking trails and other public places, it's not very harmful. It is, however, good manners for you to stop and get the pile out of the way if your horse poops on a shared trail or parking lot.
Asterisk, rub it on your lips?
No, it does not. We're looking. Nope, I don't see anything about that.
So. All right, hang on. There's something in here.
All right. Licking dry lips creates a vicious cycle. While saliva may make the lips feel better temporarily, it actually dries them out. We once received tongue-in-cheek home remedy for chapped lips. I was visiting my uncle's ranch one day and saw a ranch hand squat down, drag his finger through fresh chicken manure, and smear it on his lips.
Oh, my God.
That actually works.
He said, in a way, my uncle said, it'll keep you from licking them. Okay. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Nah. It's just the crazy farmhand.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I do?
I don't know.
Here's a great way to cure body odor.
Wow. All right.
Anything else from the noticer as he peruses his list? Come on.
Let me see one more thing, I think. Hang on a second. All right.
Yeah?
I noticed this.
He noticed something short.
India has a problem with toilets. It doesn't have enough of them. And that means hundreds of millions of people in the country end up defecating outside, which can spread disease. So apparently this is a standard thing in India, taking a dump outside. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought to fix that longstanding issue through the Swachh Bharat, or Clean India Mission, a centerpiece program for his government. It started in 2014 in his effort to stop open defecation through promotion of better hygiene practices and construction of millions of toilets.
Listen, the word, you know, the story of the longstanding story of the horrible conditions in the Ganges.
Yes.
And people will routinely go down and defecate into the river.
Yes.
The diseases are horrendous.
Well, they said that it's made huge gains so far, but many challenges remain. Poor hygiene practices, like not washing hands after defecating, are common in poor and rural communities, making these areas especially susceptible to disease. So is the problem getting better? It says, yes, it is, but there's still a very long way to go. And India is the number one country in the world for open defecation.
What's the population of India?
With over 344 million people without regular access to toilets in the country. I don't know what the population is, but 344 million don't have regular access to toilets.
Over a billion, Steve.
Yeah.
It rivals China for number one and number two. All
wow.
Time. Yeah.
It's, if you've ever seen pictures of some of the areas, they're so overpopulated, you can hardly wrap your mind around it. But anyhow, it says if you add up numbers 2 to 10, it still wouldn't come close to India's number, showing just how big the problem is there, meaning worldwide.
Right.
Let me see. There is some information about why. Here you go. How did India become the number one country for open defecation in the first place?
Practice.
Yeah. Overpopulation and lack of sanitation infrastructure have contributed to this health crisis. Additionally, India has often failed to properly maintain public toilets after they're built. Cultural behaviors play a big role, too. Purity is an inherent part of toilet etiquette in India. According to common customs, toilets are often built outside the home and deemed unclean. They don't want it inside their house, okay?
Okay, yeah.
That means that many people in India still see open defecation as a more sanitary option than using a bathroom in or near the home. Wow. Because of this, even after the government builds new toilets for people, they will go unused, instead functioning as storage rooms. So culturally, it's just been deemed as unsanitary to do that inside your dwelling.
Well, you know, here locally in Philadelphia, the history is they used to put the water closet in line with the water supply of the house, and that caused all sorts of issues.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that the waste was shunted off away from the homes caused issues.
Yeah.
So,
is that yellow fever?
I think it was the yellow fever outbreak that was spawned by that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but that, I think it's something related to that. But yeah, this is a huge problem. So they're making gains.
Yeah, they're making gains. They're trying to. I mean, it's going to take a long time if it's a cultural thing.
What if they make it a TikTok challenge?
Now you're talking.
Crap in the house.
People are filing down their teeth and doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Right.
Is it too much to ask for?
I'm going to put a toilet in my house.
Poop inside the house. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, interesting things. I noticed them.
This was a stellar noticer.
Thank you.
Sweetie.
I love you. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. I got some bizarre file stories that I think you will enjoy, so make sure that you stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Mo Lauda and the Humble. Can't find another reason why this one hurts. Celebrating our area's best talent, bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com, keyword Local Shots. Mo Lauda and the Humble, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
Fine Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There is a video that we're watching right now on Instagram courtesy of a gentleman who is apparently a fan of the Preston and Steve show, and his Instagram account is Philly Drone Shots. And this is from this morning, Marissa. This video is from this morning.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
It's a drone video of Center City and the skyline. And
it looks like Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, with the clouds are very, very low, and hence the foggy fogginess that we have. But if you take a drone up above this stuff, it looks like the city is coming up out of, or like it's the Cloud City.
Yes.
In Empire. Wow, it's pretty amazing. Thank you, Philly Drone Shots. Whoever you are, that's a great video. All right, the drone guy is Chris D'Antonio, drone photography.
Love
and
it.
I'm looking at his, there's some amazing photos and videos here that he's done. If you're a Philly fan, you're going to love this. Yeah, you need to follow him.
And cool. Speaking of Empire Strikes Back, I think it's in theaters this weekend. I think they're re-releasing it in like some drive-thrus and select theaters around the country. You mentioned the Cloud City, Steve, and I believe you're going to be able to. It might be tops of the box office on Monday because Empire is going to be in a whole bunch of theaters around the country.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat.
I like that. All right, let's do the Bizarre File. We're ready to do it now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Boy, this is a terrible story. An elderly gardener died from a brain-eating amoeba found in soil. And this is the Bizarre File part of it. After it turned part of his frontal lobe into a mushy liquid.
Oh
my God.
According to researchers in Georgia, the 82-year-old man is believed to have contracted the shape-shifting organism while potting plants at an unnamed location and was later struck by seizures.
He was potting plants and got this?
Yeah.
Usually you get this kind of stuff if you go into like a pond or something.
Yeah, like a lake, pond, something like that.
Like a pond, lake?
The man was first treated for bacterial, fungal, and viral meningitis before becoming drowsy and suffering seizures, researchers from Emory University in Atlanta said. Yeah. He died 9 days after being admitted to a hospital. An autopsy revealed an amoeba had turned parts of the man's dark matter into a mushy, watery debris known as liquefactive necrosis. His cause of death was ultimately a rare infection of the brain and spinal cord generally caused by the species as something I can't pronounce. I
don't know. Specifically, he's just potting plants.
Yep.
And how did this enter his body?
Don't know. Do not know. He had previously suffered from blood cancer but had been in remission for more than a decade. And this thing got him, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Firefighters in Britain said crews from three towns spent 3 hours extinguishing the flames from a blaze that started with a 22-ton pile of chicken manure.
Happy day.
Yeah. So if you've ever been by a chicken farm.
Yes.
I mean, where they've got, for eggs and whatever.
I'm there all goddamn day.
Dear God, do they smell horrible.
It smells horrible.
Chicken poop is just horrendous. And can you imagine a 22-ton pile of chicken manure on fire?
So
we've
had two huge stories about chicken coops and chicken farms incinerating.
There's been even more. We had a couple of them, and I quit reporting them because I'd already done it a few times, where, like, hundreds of thousands of chickens burn.
Is the chicken crap sort of a fuel accelerant?
Well, it can be. So, like, other spontaneous combustion can happen when piles of manure can become too large to allow heat to escape, and then they can ignite.
Right.
So it's not just chicken poop. I mean, it's happened with other kinds of manure piles. So, yeah, that can happen.
What a manure chat on the show today.
You know what? You're right. Yeah. This is the second.
And before we start pointing fingers, it's not just chicken poop.
officials said that it took about 3 hours to extinguish the fire. No injuries were reported. Some birds were not meant to be caged. Animal rescuers in Scotland are looking for the owner of a courageous cockatiel that surprised some fishermen who were boating 10 miles from shore.
Wow.
The bird, which was found to be in good health, had landed on their boat for a mid-flight rest. They don't know where it came from, and they were 10 miles out to sea. Actually, here's it's a cockatiel. It wasn't a cockatoo. I'm sorry if I say cockatoo.
No, you did.
I said cockatiel. They named the bird Hee Hee after the rooster in
Hee Hee.
in Moana that stows away on her boat. I think, or is it hi? It's H-E-I-H-E-I. Hi-E-Hi-E. So there you go. Thank you. Come here, hee-hee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you sound like a little boy?
Go play with bubbles.
It's like Noah's Ark.
If you thought that pooping on the subway was already explicitly banned, well, it's not. But it will be soon, thankfully. The MTA board is opposing the new rule, which will ban defecation on the city's subways, buses, and transit facilities. There was no hard and fast rule, Steve.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
You think that would have been in the first document they drew up?
Well, the previous mandate called for a $100 fine for a passenger who created a nuisance, hazard, or unsanitary condition. While defecating is surely unsanitary, MTA officials are calling for more specific language because it's been happening. All right. Jamie Gagne won't accept anything other than an adjournment in contemplation of dismissal in their case. The 32-year-old man was in court and pleaded not guilty to publicly displaying offensive sexual material. This was related to the 7-foot carving of a penis that he placed on his front lawn of his home back in June.
And it's quite impressive.
He says people love the statue and would stop and laugh and take pictures. He even posted signs encouraging passersby to snap photos. The carvings went up, Gagne says, as a sign of protest because he was and still is in a dispute with the town of Wilton over plans for his workshop, which the town says aren't up to code. So they'd issued a stop work order. The town and some neighbors weren't amused by the statue. New York State police arrested him a few days after he put it up, made him take it down, and charged him with public safety, public display of offensive sexual material.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, there's a large wooden penis on my lawn.
After a series of delays, Gagne was in court on Tuesday to deal with the alleged code violations and the misdemeanor charge. The judge agreed with attorney's plans to give Gagne 30 days to show that he's making progress on his workshop. He was then arraigned on the criminal public display charge and ordered to return to in a month on that as well.
Does it say what the specific issue with the workshop is?
No, just that it's not up to code. I don't know exactly what it is.
He can certainly grind out a huge penis.
In the meantime, the statue is now standing in Gagne's backyard out of the public view, so he's kind of hidden it for him. And that is what I have in the bizarre file for you. Our friends from Godshall's Turkey Bacon are here, and they have given us some turkey bacon to give away. So I will take callers 12 and 13, and I will give you 6 packs of coupons good for 6 full-size packages of Godshall's Turkey Bacon. 215-263-WMMR, callers 12 and 13. Don't forget, Godshall's Turkey Bacon has 80% less fat and 100% smoky bacon taste. Make the switch to Godshall's. We'll take a break, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, real quick, I got this email from earlier this morning, and it says, hey, hope all is well. Preston got me this morning busted out laughing while showing my ID card entering the base. Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday today. Michael Douglas' throat cancer comes up, and just about to show my ID card to the guard, and Preston says, does anyone ever think of that when they're down there?
Yeah.
And I busted out laughing. I just had to explain it so they didn't think I was laughing at them. Have a great day and weekend, guys and gals. And this is from a, he's a master sergeant. I won't name him.
No.
In case he, you know, was embarrassed by that, but thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Do you mind a shout out?
Let's do it.
This one was requested a while back, so far back that I said, you're going to have to email me again because I'll never get it when you want to have this.
Is this the girl that then emailed me to remind you?
I think so.
Okay. Is it April?
10-year anniversary? Yeah, it's April Torres.
Yeah.
Is it now the 20-year anniversary?
She said, yeah. Good morning, Preston. You said to contact you closer to the date. Hopefully I'm not cutting it too close. Tomorrow, meaning today, is our 10-year anniversary. If you could give my husband a shout-out, that would be awesome. His name is Miguel Torres. And he listens to you guys faithfully every day. I know this will make his day. There's not much that we can do with this pandemic, but we decided to take a drive to see the Balanced Rock in North Salem, New York on Saturday. Fingers crossed that will be a good trip. Is that the one that just...
I think it might be.
Fell?
What's the rock that just fell?
I think it was called... Yeah, it was in...
Massachusetts.
Oh, it was in Massachusetts. Yeah. Yeah. All right, never
Same
mind.
Thing.
All right, this is
Don't
it.
Go to it's that one.
It. Yeah. That one fell over. It'd be a big disappointment.
Hope you guys are doing well. Thank you in advance. So here you go. A shout out for Miguel from April, and congratulations on 10 years. Here's another one. It says, I'd like to request a big juicy shout out from my lovely wife, Gina. Our anniversary is October 2nd. So sorry, guys. I'm getting this out here now.
It is October 2nd.
Okay, as far as you know. Been together for 14 years, married for 10 years, man. 10.
10.
We're both huge fans and listen every day.
10 years, man. 10.
I love her with all my heart, and what could be better than a juicy shout out? I love you, my Gina. Love, Kebby.
So
there's a shout. Kebby. He spelled K-E-B-B-Y. His name is Kevin, though. It's from Kevin Planner.
You're Schmoopy.
I Kebby Schmoopy. I love it.
Gina Carmelo was the second girl to develop in elementary school. Just in case you wanted to know.
I did.
Terry Donadio first.
Terry Donadio. I remember her. Okay.
Did I say that last Gina name or Carmelo. Something?
No. But it just brings back good memories.
Friday. I love you, Gina.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, gotcha. I was like, where's the connection?
And my dad's name is Kebby.
Okay, there's no
Kebby.
And Nick, I got a couple more, but Nick, you wanted to do a shout out.
I was at the Bud Light giveaway that we did last night. We're going to do them every Thursday in between now and the end of the football season. And I met two great people, Charlie and his wife, Gia, not Gina, Steve Gia.
Memories.
But they were so cool. And so Connor and I got to go. We dropped off the Bud Light and a whole bunch of other prizes. And if you want to enter the contest, it's on the contest page on WMMR.com. But they were so nice, and they gave us prizes. And
really?
So, yeah, so... Preston, he works for Jack Dell, so he gave us these Dell Toyota shirts.
Sell them for less.
Yeah, you finally have it.
I know. So Charlie and Gia, they just invited us to the backyard. It's all socially distant, and everything was really safe, but they just could not have been nicer, and I just wanted to extend my gratitude to them for the prizes that they gave us on a contest for us taking stuff out of them.
Well, quick shout out to Susan and Billy, who Connor met me over at their house in Newtown Square before that. Newtown Square, right?
Yep.
Thank you. And they were just so excited. Like, they greeted us in the driveway, and she had a whole little setup. And she won a Carson Wentz signed jersey from Bud Light Seltzer. Nice. Like, we pulled it out of the bag. I was like, oh, my God, you won that? Like,
aren't you glad the Bud's doing this? Because obviously, normally we'd be, you know, in bars and stuff, and there'd be the big event. And they're always so popular. It was so popular with the listeners that they wanted to do something that would at least get us some of the way there. And so this thing is a great idea.
You couldn't see it because I had a mask on the whole time, but I had a huge smile. It was the first time we had been out like this since February. So
that was
a great experience.
Oh, awesome.
Another shout out says Gadzooks, longtime listener from Malta, New Jersey, relocated to Southeast Kansas 4 years ago. And you guys still save my rides to and from work with the podcast. I catch at least the first hour of the show, an hour and a half every day.
Wow.
Can I get a shout out to Ed in Kansas? Much appreciated. So there you go, Ed. There, thanks for listening abroad. We appreciate it. This says, good morning, jabronis. I would love you to give a shout out to the love of my life. My name is Sean, and hers is Shaniqua. And we got married October 4th. So it would be awesome if it was on October 2nd.
Ah, damn it. Sorry.
She's the smartest, most beautiful woman that I know, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her. Thanks, guys. So here's a chart for Sean and Shaniqua.
There's love out there, Preston.
There's a lot of love out there. And then this one is from Rick to his wife, Michelle. This is a shout out from my wife, Michelle, in Allentown. She's feeling a little down right now. Wanted to do something to cheer up for 5 minutes. She's a daily listener to the show. Either live or on podcast, and loves the whole crew, especially Casey.
Aww.
That's me.
She's the owner of her own catering company that was running great until COVID hit and took away all of her corporate business. But the past 6 months have been tough in more ways than one. And on top of that, her best friend is moving to Vegas. I just want to let her know I love her. I love her. Our kids love her. And that we will get through this no matter what it takes.
ILMW Rick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love
my wife.
My wife?
Ah.
Or Michelle.
No, it's
or not. That's a launch code.
All right, anyhow. Chart, please.
Let's give a full one, Casey.
Oh, you want to do a full
fight,
one?
To fight depression.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah!
It is I Love My Wife, ILMW. Okay. But if you put an F on the end, it would be I Love My Wet Farts. So you could...
Let's do that as well.
Yeah. I Love My Wet Farts. Who would love their wet farts? No one.
Nobody.
Did you see? And
even Casey doesn't like wet farts.
There's foot. You know Jerry Nadler. Are you familiar with Jerry Nadler, the senator?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So he's an older gentleman. He's had some issues, but there's
a bit like health issues.
Yeah. Yes. And okay. He's there's a footage floating around, and everyone is trying to determine. It looks as if he sharts, and people are aware of his health issues, but. It does have that shart look as he steps away from the podium.
Yes.
I think we've all done that dance.
Oh, we're looking at video of him right now. You have to keep your legs close together.
And that's what he's doing.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks awful.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Now, it could possibly not be that and other things, but that was the... And people were trying to be respectful, but everyone, I think, right?
By the way, there are videos going around right now, and it's usually associated with people that are lifting weights. And usually it's like a leg press or something like that. And you see the guy doing a leg press, and then he farts. I'm just letting you know that it's not real, that people are...
It's the same fart sound
same
effect.
Fart.
Casey and I were CSI-ing it the other
right,
day.
Right, right, right.
And it's a really big, juicy fart.
Yep.
Listen, we've heard a lot of farts in our
we
lives.
We sure have.
We use them daily.
Yes, we're
and
pros.
They clearly, they're doctored. Now, I only watch maybe three videos with you. So
yeah. That said, is it funny?
Yeah.
There was one that was real I saw the other day of a gal in a yoga pose, and the instructor had to push her down further, and she farted. And everybody in the room started laughing. So that was legit.
Okay.
That's
awful.
For real.
You know what? I will send the fart to Marissa.
All right. And then she'll send it on to the FBI.
No, but she'll isolate the audio so you can hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, yeah, Kathy, I know you giggled and or kind of commiserated because in yoga, you're doing these stretches and your body gets in position and sometimes they squeak out. And if you're taking a class, it's funny. I mean, you know, it can be. It was the same way in Krav Maga. Actually, even...
It's funny if it's not you.
When I did Taekwondo, too, same thing. Somebody always farted. Always farted. Because you're stretching, you're moving your body in certain ways.
It's gonna yoga, happen. Your legs are behind your head, literally, at some points.
You're ready to smell your own farts.
Yeah.
One of the great gym pieces of footage, and it was super popular when it first came out, is a dude doing deadlifting.
Yep.
And after he does the deadlifting, he goes... Aah! And he, like, strains even further, like, oh, I'm the man.
Yeah.
And then he just face plants
because
all the blood.
Out.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, those.
You got to watch that stuff.
Those workout ones are great.
Here it is, the classic. You're watching. We're watching the guy lift the weight up.
All right.
And he's, like, super thrilled with himself. And he says, the weight goes up. And and he walks. And he just.
Oh, God.
Boom.
Oh, dude,
his face hit the dumbbells.
I hate that stuff, man.
Oh, man.
I don't want to see that again. See that again. The funny gym ones, too, are people using the equipment improperly.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
There was a guy on the Smith machine,
yeah.
who, you know, with the cables. You have one at home.
Yeah.
And so he's like running forward and going down and letting the weights pull him back up. Like, that's an exercise.
Right.
Like this bizarre pulley thing that he thinks, got to get three more in.
Those are hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey. Do you want to hear the fart?
Yeah. Okay, if we've got it. This is from the videos that Casey noted. This is all of the audio or just the fart? Well, anyway, here, I'll
go. Well, listen.
It's a real watery one.
Yeah.
Back it up, Case. One more time.
Oh!
Now, I don't know what they were. There were people exclaiming in there. That guy was going, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the real one, and then they took it and put it in other videos.
Maybe.
It's possible. But it was a real soupy sounding.
You just can't trust your fart footage these days.
No.
It's too easy to doctor.
It's what the world has come to.
Which, not to start a discussion, but I watched The Social Dilemma last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Netflix. Wow.
Yeah, you liked it?
Scary.
I've heard great things about it.
It's excellent. Yeah, it's yeah. It's very, very well done.
Right.
But it's an eye-opener.
Of course.
Watch it if you get a chance. I'm going to do a butt plug.
Oh.
Speaking of farts. Okay. And
might as well stay down below the belt.
Stuff like that. This is a charity mention. This is from Sean McNally. He said, hey, this Saturday is the fourth annual Mudding for Mutts adoption. He said, I dropped the ball on this as it has been a rough year. And with my father passing, a new job, all the other crap going on in the world, if you get time to plug the event, all the money raised gets handed directly to the rescues in attendance, which is 9 this year. The event is 9 to 12 at Jeff Daniels Jeeps. That's out my way in Harleysville. So he says, thanks, man. Hope all as well. So that is this Saturday, and it will be from 9 till 12. So
yeah, all the charities taking a hit.
Little plug-a-rooney there. Yeah, most people are doing the virtual thing. And
yeah.
You can still donate to the, and obviously, you know, money is an issue for everybody right now. But if you want to, you can help out.
I was chatting with the winners last night about Camp Out for Hunger because they wanted to help out. And they're saying, you know, how can we do it this year? It's like, well, we're doing it. You know, it's 2 weeks earlier than normal. And people will be able to stop and make donations. We're just going to do it differently than we've done it in years past. So it's still happening.
Can I try this thing out I mentioned earlier?
Let's
Steve?
Do it. Yeah,
it's kind of a contest of sorts, but I'm going to do it.
But also a test of sexual prowess,
if you want to call
it
that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, it's about advertising slogans. I forgot what slogan there was. I may have done a stupid question as an ad slogan recently, and I was like, man, I wonder how good I would be at picking out slogans. You say the slogan. I named the company or the product.
Well, we just had a slogan, Jack, sell them for less.
Yeah.
And that's a slogan, a local slogan, but they kind of get imprinted on your brain.
And so I didn't have anybody to test me. It's like the, you know, the trivia game that nobody ever wants to play with me.
Preston Elliott ad slogan game that no one wants to play with him. Yeah.
So I'm going to play you guys
and see who's
the best.
All right.
This is not a contest for listeners. I want to test you guys because God knows we hear enough commercials.
It's
part of what we do is listen to commercials because if you think you hear stuff a lot listening to MMR, we hear it much more than you do.
We do.
So I want to try you guys out on this. So if you know the answer.
Okay.
Just I don't have everybody doesn't have a buzz in thing.
Well, then just smash your head on the microphone.
Okay. Hit the pit. Are you going to find sound effects, Casey?
We got them. Don't we have our buzzers over there? Man, we have a lot of crap in this studio.
Marissa's going to get them right now. We have those little, but they don't. I wish they were noisier. I wish they were louder.
You're not bad.
I
mean?
Thanks, Casey.
Well, Casey's getting okay. Nick is getting the slide whistle.
Slide whistle. I hate the slide whistle.
You hate the slide whistle.
I do.
Well, you don't know what the slide whistle did to him.
Marissa, here.
Those are not bad. Just hold the.
You got to.
How could you hate that?
You like the buzzers better?
That's good.
I mean, we could just answer.
You could just say the answer?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not as much fun.
No, come on. I got to slide this one.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Casey, this will be you. Or do you want to do the... Casey wants to do the... Okay.
I'll hit the edge of the
paper. Pick your own noisemaker.
Here, how about this, Preston?
Okay. No, I won't hear that.
All right. You
Steve, you're using your bell.
My bell.
Kathy, you're using what?
My voice.
Okay.
What the hell is that? It's very annoying,
just,
that voice.
Kathy, just say me.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So okay. I will give you the slogan, and if you know the answer, then buzz in. Here we go. Let your fingers do the walking. Nick.
Yellow Pages.
That's correct.
Yes.
Now somebody's got to keep score. Connor, okay. Keep score.
Yeah.
All right.
He's not doing enough.
All right. How about this? The ultimate driving machine. Casey.
BMW.
That's correct.
Nice.
Well done. How do you spell relief?
That was Nick.
Nick.
Rolaids.
Sure? Rolaids. Well done.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, in Bible school, it was J-E-S-U-S.
J is just for asking, E is for easy, S for salvation, U-S for us. I need the slide whistle. Oh. How do you spell relief? J-E-S-U-S.
Love it.
Wow. That's how we did it. Chamber
did Jesus
Church.
Himself write that?
I'm pretty sure somebody else, I think it was Peter, Simon Peter, who wrote it for him.
Peter, can you write me something?
Can you give me some filler music, some contest music?
You want that, like the Beastie thing that we always do?
Yeah. Give me a couple
I like
of those.
It, that. Okay.
And just to fill it out a little bit. Now, some of these those were pretty easy, the ones that I gave you.
We're going to get real.
A little bit more tough. All
right. It's like the real world.
How about this one? Life's good. Steve.
Oh. LG?
Yes!
Yeah.
Of course he got that one.
Which I never knew that's what LG stood for. Or I assume that's what LG stands for. I don't really know.
Well, I think it's just their slogan. I don't think the LG actually stands for
life. It does. Life is good.
I don't know. Yeah. No. Okay.
It's a Korean company, yes.
Now Nick's got to look
at it. I have many OLED sets in the house from LG.
Lucky Gold Star.
Okay. Formerly Lucky Gold Star.
But
and I
now?
Guess they just took the LG. Now it's known as LG.
Yeah.
And so they kind of added that in there. Okay, shut up.
Ah!
Here
come on.
Here we go. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Oh.
Casey.
All right. Oh, man. Low. Do you know this one?
Go ahead, Kay.
All right, go ahead.
No, go.
Oh, I can't remember.
Can I guess first?
Go ahead.
She said O.
I think I'm wrong. I was going to, and I don't want to say it because I feel like you're going to have it, but I was going to say goldfish, but it's not.
Nope.
Durex condoms?
No.
M&M's?
Oh, Marissa. Hold on, Marissa. Wait, outside the studio.
I mean, I need to get this one. It's Pringles.
Damn right it is.
Oh, yeah. The Pringles Wine Company.
Do you want to play, Marissa?
I'm keeping score over here.
All right. What about Connor? We told Connor to do it.
Oh. I asked him if he was, and he didn't answer me. I was getting a kazoo for Kathy. Do you want a kazoo?
Oh, I am not putting something in my mouth.
They're brand new.
Yeah, how many times about right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to get COVID?
That's when Dennis finally realized what he gotten into.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. They've been in a box since before COVID started.
All right, here's the next one. Be all that you can be. Nick.
The Army. U.S. Army.
United States Army. That's correct, yes. It's everywhere you want to be.
God damn it.
Steve.
American Express?
No. Nick.
Visa.
Yes! Wow, Nick is killing it. Casey, you're too late.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right, how about this? Get ready for everybody to buzz in. Where's the beef?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, Casey got it. We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it.
Oh, this Steve, is John Houseman.
You remember those commercials? I couldn't have told you the answer.
We earned it the old way. We earned it.
Is it Smith Barney?
Holy cannoli. Nick is correct. You're killing it, Nick.
What is Smith Barney?
It's an investment firm.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, how about this one? Makes quitting suck less. Ooh.
Kathy, you suck less.
Suck at all. Casey.
Is it Nicorette?
It is Nicorette.
Very nice.
All right, how about this? The world's online marketplace.
It's the piercing.
Casey.
Is it Amazon?
It is not.
Okay.
eBay?
eBay! Oh!
Damn it.
One for Morrison. All right, here's one you haven't heard in a little while. Hello, Moto. Steve.
Motorola?
Yes, Motorola. How about we try harder?
We wet.
Oh, I know.
You an idiot.
Oh, Steve. Avis?
Yes, Avis Rental Car.
Damn, you're good.
Because they were, I think.
Second to Hertz.
They were second in rentals, and so they used that in their advertising slogan, which was brilliant.
Then
actually.
I think Alamo was, we try when we're hard.
It tested well.
Yeah.
If we're hard, we're trying. Okay. How about this one? The real thing. Nick. Well.
Oh, that was Steve.
Steve.
Coke?
Yes, Coca-Cola. That's correct. All right, everybody, get ready. Kathy, get your mouth ready.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Finger licking good.
KFC.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah,
KFC.
Yeah, all right, you all got it. Point for everybody all the way around.
Chicken for everyone.
It keeps going. And Steve.
Ever ready?
Ever ready? No, incorrect.
Everyone.
Energizer,
that's right, yeah.
All right, do you have to re-buzz in, or is it?
Yeah, you do.
Whatever.
Yeah, the rules.
Just got
right. International
Everyone
rules.
Use their mouth.
All right.
You have to re-buzz in.
We're playing an ad slogan game. Play along at home. Okay. There's the home version, the home press and C version. How about this? There is no substitute.
Jiffy?
I did know this one. You got to buzz
Kathy,
in.
Me, oh.
Jiffy? Woo-hoo. No.
Wow, man. You're horrible at this.
Jiffy? No.
What is it?
Casey.
Jiff?
No.
Okay. Because it's not Chippy. It is Jip.
It's Skippy.
It's yeah.
It's Spiffy.
Well, it's Jiffy Pop.
Is it Spiffy?
Biffy.
The only reason I know the answer to this one is from the movie Risky Business. Oh. And Tom Cruise's character, Joel, outruns Guido the Killer Pimp in his father's car.
Yeah.
And he stops and he goes, Porsche, there is no substitute.
Okay. So I think I want to go on that one.
All right, how about this one? When it absolutely positively has to be there.
FedEx.
Steve got that. That's right. All right, how about this one? Between love and madness lies obsession. Steve.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was obsession.
It is not. Casey.
Is it obsession?
Calvin Klein.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Obsession is made by Calvin Klein.
So I would have gone with the actual product as opposed to the manufacturer.
Yeah. Yep. All right. The happiest place on earth. Casey.
Disney World?
No.
Disneyland.
All right, yeah, no, it's yeah. I guess it's Disney World, Disneyland,
take
Disney
a products. Points.
Same thing.
I'm loving it.
Oh, that's easy.
I heard Casey.
Burger King?
No,
McDonald's.
You did that on
purpose.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I messed up, sorry.
Steve.
McDonald's.
Steve gets it. Can't take an incorrect answer.
Yeah. Casey.
Never. All right. Here we go.
Wait, too much of what we have between the flutophone and the slide whistle,
it's hard to tell
almost
difference.
Impossible
well,
to distinguish.
I'm using a different.
Use the guitar.
I'm using. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I'm using. I'm trying to do a different note. What note are you?
C major.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm D minor.
All right. Here's your next. It's the ad slogan game we're playing here. When you care enough to send the very best. Steve.
FTD?
No.
No, Hallmark.
Yes, Kathy got it. Nice.
She didn't buzz in, though.
I did. I said,
yeah. No, that's your buzz.
It's any noise that comes out of my mouth.
Are you sure you don't want a noisemaker?
No, any noise that comes out of my mouth.
No, I don't like that.
I don't care.
I don't like it.
We were just talking about this the other day.
When Kathy makes a noise, ignore it.
Here we go. Melts in your mouth.
Oh, that's so easy.
M&M's.
I thought I heard Nick coming
no,
first.
No, you didn't. Okay. Let's go to the tape.
Let's go to the footage.
M&M's, yes, that's right.
Yeah, let's get one. We all have the same instrument right, and just pick a different note.
Get something else.
Because I'm the best guitar player in the world.
What's that from?
That's from The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
All right, now this now the game changes.
Yeah, you're going to play a chord or a note?
All right, well, I'm going to do a chord. If you're doing a C, I have to do a D.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right.
Okay, get ready. Now the game is going to change. Now you at home will be able to keep track of who's winning. All right, here's the next slogan. Nothing says lovin' like something from the oven. Nick.
Pillsbury?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you're good at this.
Watch a lot of TV.
All right, how about this? Now, this one I did not know. Quality never goes out of style.
Oh, me.
Kathy.
Comfort Inn?
No.
Mm. Mm.
I'll give you a hint. It is a clothing company.
NASA? A clothing
I'm sorry, that's
company. Okay.
Casey.
Levi?
You're right.
Levi. Yes.
Good.
Kathy, get ready for this.
Okay.
I think you got this. The snack that smiles back.
Me.
Yeah.
Coldfish.
Yes!
Hey.
Me. She even buzzed in right. All right, so easy a caveman can do it. Casey.
Geico.
Yep.
I got like 8 slogans.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Some of these have multiple slogans, like McDonald's, Coca-Cola. Yeah. They've all had slogans throughout the years. How about this? The way a sandwich should be. Casey.
I don't know.
Nick.
Subway.
Yes.
Yeah. I disagree.
With my correct answer?
No, with the slogan.
Oh.
Oh, he thinks they should be vertical.
Thank you.
Yeah, they should eat them in a different manner altogether.
Yeah.
All right. You're in good hands. Steve.
Allstate.
Yep, that's correct. Think outside the bun. Ooh, Nick.
Taco Bell.
Yes, one for Nick. Proud as a peacock. Steve.
I have no idea. But I'll go NBC.
Yes.
Oh,
NBC. Yep, exactly. This one's going back. Oh, what a feeling. Steve.
Oh, I just lost it. Okay, I rescind that.
Okay.
What if?
Oh.
Nick.
Toyota.
Yes!
Wow.
Damn, dude. All right, a couple more here. I lost my place. Here we go. Oh, obey your thirst.
Which particular soda is it? Obey your thirst. Is it...
I'm not telling.
Just give us the answer.
Nick.
Sprite.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you hadn't said that, Steve, I wouldn't have gone.
All right. Every kiss begins with K. Steve.
I was going to say K.
Me.
K. Jewelers.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
All
right. There we go.
Some of these have the name of the company.
But then I screwed up with Obsession.
And then the last one I have, and then we're going to do a bonus round.
All right.
Do the do. Steve.
7-Up?
No.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
How could I have screwed that up?
What is the score so far? Marissa, can you ask Connor to reveal that information?
Don't get too close to my microphone.
So wow. Kathy has 3. Casey has 9. Steve has 11.
Damn.
And Nick has 13.
Wow. Okay, so it's close between.
All right, I bet it all.
It's do or die time.
Okay, so those are the ones that I thought were gettable. Other ones I've never heard before. So I want to try these harder ones on you and see if you guys can get some of these correct.
Squirt the pillow.
I don't know that one. All right, how about this? Let's make things better.
Let's make things better.
Casey.
GE.
No. You guys don't know. It's Philips.
Ah.
I didn't know that. All right. Live in your world, play in ours. Steve.
Sony PlayStation.
Yes. Well
nice
done.
Work.
Well done. Some of these have the product names. That's why I skipped them. How about this? Where do you want to go today?
I do know this, but I don't know it. And that's the conundrum that is me.
Where do you want to go today?
3 seconds. Where do you want to go today?
I think I'm going to say...
Nick.
Steve.
Nick.
Yahoo.
No. It is Microsoft.
Microsoft.
Yeah, you were going to say that. All right, how about this one? Because you're worth it.
Oh.
Come on, Kathy. This is right in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
Nick.
Jordache.
No.
Floral and Hardy.
What is it?
Because you're worth it, baby. Casey.
Is it Pinocchio's Pizza?
No.
Damn it.
Guppies?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just going to start staying in the places I like to go to.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, it starts with an L.
Is it the Four Seasons in Philadelphia?
L.
L'Oreal.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
L'Oreal.
That doesn't count.
Oh, it doesn't count.
It counts.
connecting people.
Connect Four.
No.
Match.com.
Nope.
Connecting people.
Come on, guys. You know this.
I told you these are hard, Nick.
AOL.
No.
Oh, damn it.
You want to try?
No.
It's Nokia.
Nokia.
Yeah. What is this? No, that's
stupid.
Who dat?
Yeah, some of these are like, please don't squeeze the Charmin. I mean, they say the
Charmin.
Got that one.
All right, how about this? I'm going to leave off the last line as the name of the product leading up to it. Kathy, I need your attention here.
All right, come on.
Maybe she's born with it.
Oh, me.
Kathy.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah!
Nice.
Closing
the gap.
How about think small? Nick.
IBM?
No.
Think small.
Oh, IBM's think different.
It's automotive. Casey.
Mini?
No.
God damn it!
It was a nice think cord, though.
Small.
Volkswagen?
Yes!
Hey, good job.
Well done. Huh. Impossible is nothing.
Huh? Impossible.
This is for the company, yeah.
Is nothing.
Impossible is nothing. That's stupid.
That is very stupid.
And it doesn't even make sense. It's Adidas.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Stupid.
The miracles of tomorrow. I told you guys these were harder.
Miracles of tomorrow.
3 seconds. Nope.
Nah.
No.
No?
No, I read the wrong thing.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's the miracles of science.
Tomorrow.
No, and then the one below it is when there is no tomorrow.
Okay.
The miracles of science. It's DuPont.
DuPont, okay. DuPont. When there is no tomorrow is strychnine.
No, that's FedEx.
Oh, that's a terrible slogan.
All right, how about this? Pleasing people the world over.
Hookers.
You got to buzz in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn right.
What is it?
Hooker. Pleasing people the world over.
Choosing the importance of a good slogan.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, of course. They're pleasing people the world over.
Now, I didn't know this one. You guys might know this. Stronger than dirt.
Oh, stronger than dirt. I remember the commercial.
Yeah. Stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean?
No. Wait, which product did he endorse? Or Mr. Clean is the product.
Yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Well, fortunately.
What product am I endorsing? I'm Ronald McDonald. What product am I endorsing again? How about McDonald?
Is it Ajax by any chance?
It is Ajax.
All right. Oh! Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Steve, this one's specifically for you.
Okay.
I doubt you know the slogan, but it does. This is close to your heart. Power, beauty, and soul.
Power, that's me in a nutshell. Power, beauty, and soul.
No, you admire this product.
Oh, I admire this product.
And it is an automotive product.
Audi?
No.
Is it Aston Martin?
It is Aston Martin.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
All right, what else here? Solutions for a smart planet. Casey.
GE?
No, Nick.
IBM?
Yes, IBM. All right, we'll just do... Let's do two more, okay?
We'll do 20 more, and then we'll be good.
We can. No. I've got tons of them here.
We don't have the time.
Okay. Now, this one
what
I didn't...
What slogan is that? We don't have the time. The Bad Watch Company.
I don't know what time it is.
Don't ask us.
We don't have the time.
What are you looking at? All right, no, here it is. American by birth, rebel by choice.
Oh.
Nick.
Canon.
No.
Is Casey. It Indian?
No.
God damn it. It's Indian? Indian Motorcycle Company?
No.
Say it again.
Something like that.
What is it again?
American by birth, rebel by choice. Okay, Steve.
Harley Davidson?
Yes.
It is motorcycle.
It is motorcycle.
I chose the wrong motorcycle.
All right, last one. Share moments, share life. Steve.
Kodak?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Good job, Steve.
Well done. All right, let's see if Steve and Nick are tied after all of that. And if so, I'll have to get a tiebreaker here. Connor, what you got, man?
So Kathy came in last with 5.
Yes.
Casey came in third with 13. Steve, Nick had 15.
Yep.
Steve, 19.
Morrison!
Pulled it out the last minute.
Pulls it off.
Whipped it out.
There were a lot of these that I did not know.
You gotta play that final whistle, Steve, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a bunch of really interesting ones, but that were just a little too obscure. But, all right.
That was fun. Thank you.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you guys might want a game to play yourselves on a Friday morning. So.
It is fun. And that's why a lot of times we'll reverse the thing. And, like, you never get to play the game.
Yeah, somebody come up with a game that I can play, please. Yeah.
All right.
What was the last one we did play where...
Best in LA.
The Rock Trivia game.
Yeah. I do get to play it, but I love playing games.
So we can either give that to Steve, or if Steve wants to give his prize to the listener.
I want to give my prize to the listener.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I have. A $50 Dunkin' gift card to celebrate National Coffee Day, which is Tuesday, September 29th. We'll take caller number 25 at 215-263-WM. MMR, and this year we're calling it National Dunkin' Day. Wake up, drink Dunkin', and be awesome, and celebrate National Dunkin' Day September 29th with a free medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase. America runs on Dunkin'. 215-263-WMMR. That's the number. In a little while, we'll do some more Godshall's Turkey Bacon giveaways. You can get a sneak preview of the new Godshall's ad with Brian Westbrook at Godshall's.com, by the way. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Freshen up your look with a fall merch update at MMR's Rock Shop. Head to WMMR.com and grab the latest hoodie or winter hat. For all you Halloween heads, hit up aisle 1 for a flurry of ghostly face masks. They'll get you right in the spirit and work nicely if you're one of those, this is my costume kind of people. Plus, gift cards, t-shirts, hats, and coffee mugs for a unique gift for that person who has everything. The Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Everything that rocks your wardrobe and more.
I saw this interesting Reddit thread. I think it was on Reddit. of
BuzzFeed.
Oh, it was BuzzFeed. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, sometimes BuzzFeed takes Reddit threads and then they put them on there. But anyhow, this may have been going on directly from BuzzFeed. But parents have shared the creepiest things their kids have ever said. and it's pretty weird stuff. Sometimes kids will just say something randomly and you'll be like, where did that come from?
Well, you think of like classic horror movie, you know, like they're here from Poltergeist and or the twins and the Shining.
Yeah.
Or just things when, you know, kids, you know, are always the go-to, the first to notice things.
Yeah. So, like, I don't generally normally believe in, like, ghosts and spirits and all that stuff, but if there were, I think that children would probably have, like, a
connection or a sense?
A closer connection or sense
and
to it.
That's predicated a lot on just pop culture that tells us that's the case.
What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Because if that were the case, because they are children and they're younger, they are closer to the source. Does that make any sense to you?
They're more vulnerable. Like, they're open to allow that.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
No, but...
Because they just came from heaven.
They just came from...
That's what you're saying.
Why? They still got heaven all over them.
I didn't call it heaven. I said the source.
Oh. Okay, well, anyhow, isn't
the source Fortunoff's?
Whatever the origin is, Casey kind of feels that that's the other side.
Yeah. Right. If that were the case, maybe...
What about people who are on death's door?
That
same
too.
Thing.
As well.
Okay. Dude, listen, yeah.
And I think people between life and death also have a lot of...
Most people right smack in the
just
middle.
Anybody, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because they're in that null zone, you know. All right, anyhow, you want to hear some of these or not?
Yeah, that's it. You going to shut up or what?
Here's one that says, when my husband was deployed, my two-year-old slept in my bed with me. One night, he pointed next to me and whispered... that there was a monster there. And I said, it's okay. Whenever you feel scared, just say a little prayer. So I started to say one, and then he puts his hand on my mouth to stop me and whispered, shh, he doesn't like that.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
Casey, get some of the new scary music that we got from Watchmen.
Oh.
Because we use this one a lot, and I want to try out some new scary music, if you don't mind. Or creepy, weird mood music. How about this one? It says, my two-year-old daughter was playing with her toy kitchen when I saw that she'd put a plastic baby figure in one of the pans and was sautéing it.
Wow.
When I told her we don't cook babies, she said, it's just to take the skin off.
Oh, God.
When my two-year-old daughter and I moved into our first home... She once came over and gave me a big hug with her arms really tight around my neck. I pulled away and I said, ow, why would you do that? She pointed across the room at nothing and said, that man's doing it to that man.
Oh.
So there's a lot of stories like, do you ever see the Paranormal Activity movies?
No, I refuse to watch them.
Well, one of them, the mother's sitting, you know, she's, brushing the daughter's hair, and she's saying, what about your friend? You know, your invisible friend, your play friend. And she says, she asked the daughter a question about him, and she says, why don't you ask him yourself? He's right behind you.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What?
No.
All right, here's one. One day, the girl I babysat was playing with her dolls, and she ripped the head off of one and put it in a box. I looked inside the box. There was a whole bunch of stray heads in there. I asked her what she was doing this for, and she replied, I'm practicing.
Oh, my God.
That's like Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
Remember Wednesday Addams? Uh-huh. She had all her dolls like that.
Uh-huh. All right, here's one that says, we were at the dinner table when my nephew just stopped, suddenly got very serious, and made direct eye contact with me, saying, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. They said they tried to laugh it off, but apparently he just kept saying it. Wow.
Apparently, when I was a baby, and I was in the crib when I was old enough to, you know, or at least I assume most people, when they have children, will have the baby in the room with them for a while, and then they go into a separate room. So when that process took place, and I was in a crib in another room across the hall, I would, during the night, I would... like make talking sounds, and I would start laughing. Like I would start laughing uncontrollably,
and
with the spirits.
And my mother would be like, you know, I remember her saying this years ago. She was just like, "Oh my God, it was creepy." Yeah, they'd be like, me by myself.
So your mom told you this story?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. I love a baby laugh.
I do too, man.
It's such a genuine. Oh, no. This is Marissa laughing.
Okay. Hang on, wait. I want to hear a little bit more of this.
All right. Here's another one.
Okay.
It says, my husband is a farmer, and late one night I took my 4-year-old and 2-year-old to the field to pick him up from work. Well, while we were waiting for him to finish up, my 2-year-old asked, "Mommy, who that man outside?"
Oh.
And I responded, "I don't see a man. Is your Ken doll on the floor?" And then my 4-year-old piped up and said, "He's right outside your door, staring at you.
Oh my
He's
God.
Scary. He has blood on his face."
What?
Did you ever see the movie The Innocents? It's based on the Turn of the Screw.
No.
So this governess goes and is taking care of these children. And they're out in the gazebo one day, and they're looking across. She's looking across this pond, and in the tall grass on the other side, there's just a woman sitting looking at them. And she says to the little girl, she goes, "Who's that woman over there?" She goes, "What woman?" And, you know, and you can clear, the girl could clearly see this girl. And it's a thing they return to all the time. And the kids are being seduced by these ghosts.
Yeah.
And it's a terrifying story.
Sixth Sense was on yesterday, and I watched about 15 minutes of it, and there were, you know, the scene where he sees the people hanging in the school.
Oh, that's yeah, when I came and you find out this, yeah, the slaves when they had the lynching there, and then there was then the fire with the people walking with the burned faces.
Yep,
yeah.
But anyhow, after this, the parent who I just read that story recalled, I called my husband, told him to hurry the hell up. And we left, but my girls are now 5 and 7 years old, and they still remember that man, and they refuse to go to that field. So it freaked them out. Here's another one. These are creepy things that kids have said to their parents. This one wasn't a parent, but it says, I overheard a little girl referring to the new daycare employee say, "Her eyes are pretty. I want to wear them on my charm bracelet."
Oh, my God.
Some of these aren't, you know, like, otherworldly scary.
No, the kids are becoming, the kids are the things to be afraid of, like the bad seed.
Here's another one that says, I checked the night vision video monitor to make sure that my 2-year-old daughter was finally asleep since I hadn't heard any noise in a while. And I saw her standing up in her crib. She then slowly bent all the way over in a way that looked humanly impossible, cocked her head, looked at the camera and said, "Hi."
Oh.
How did she know I was looking at the monitor at that exact moment?
Mm-hmm. A death dump.
There's one that says, I was asleep on the couch when I suddenly had the feeling that someone was watching me. I opened my eyes, and there were my 3 and 4 year olds standing next to my face. Then they smiled and said, "We were watching you." Here's one that says, 2 days after my daughter turned 2, we told her a fish died, knowing she wouldn't fully understand. She nodded. And she nodded solemnly and said, "Everybody goes on the big train. Bye-bye."
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Everybody goes on the big train?
And she said it creeped her out quite a bit. This one says, one day my son stared at the corner and asked, "Why is that man watching us? And why is his head like this?" Then he yanked his head up at a sharp angle, similar to how a hanging victim would look. Needless to say, it freaked me the F out.
Have you seen the Netflix series? There are 2 seasons of it. And they go and they get these people who have had these profound experiences. And they bring in other people who have had, a lot of them take place when they're kids. But people who either saw what they were talking about or are there to corroborate what they're saying. And there is some, I mean, if you just take it on a basic horror level, It's pretty amazing. Okay. But if, you know, these experiences seem to really have affected these people. And a lot of it, as I said before, it happens when they're kids.
Okay. And that's called Haunted? Is that the one?
I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. I just have it saved in my series list, so I always forget the title of it. But it's great.
Another commenter said, my 3-year-old son and I were alone in my grandma's house after her funeral when he asked, who's that? And I said, who? And he pointed past me and answered, that face in the wall. I don't know if they saw
that.
You gotta
go, baby. Yeah.
In fact, he said, we left immediately.
Yeah.
This is, I worked at a daycare, and during nap time, after we'd turn all the lights out, one little boy suddenly said, it's coming, it's coming. He was talking about the train that went by behind the daycare about 30 seconds later, though. Oh. It was eerie. Wow, okay.
But there were no tracks.
This says, when my daughter was 2, she asked, do you remember when the car hit me and went boom? And then I went up where there were lots of toys, and then I came back down to you? She said I was super freaked out. So
Like
she was killed.
A near-death experience?
Yeah, something like that. But I guess they didn't really have a car accident. I don't really know. This one says, I was on the porch of my 6-year-old cousin, and he whispered to me, it's your time.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Listen to this. When my son was 5 years old, he told me he couldn't wait for me to die so he could have his own zombie. And they said, I've slept with one eye open ever since.
Good it's, idea.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, this one says, one night when I was coming upstairs around 11:30, I overheard my 5-year-old daughter say, what are all of you doing in here? And I guess there was nobody else in there.
No one there.
The Shriners.
Yeah.
And I'm not proud to say that I turned around and sat in front of my room for a half an hour, not wanting to risk running into anything. This is when my daughter was 3. I was at home on maternity leave with my son. My daughter started talking about Abigail. Annabelle. Who she said lived in our house, and it freaked me out, but I was also intrigued. So when I was putting her shoes on to go to nursery school, I asked, do you and Abigail play at nursery? And she looked me dead in the eyes and replied, she doesn't come to nursery. She stays here with you.
I know you're not into those movies, but what, like the Conjuring has a lot of, and it's a brilliantly made horror movie.
I told you, man. Even you guys,
I love them.
I was just reading a synopsis about what was the one you had mentioned earlier, where the couple Paranormal Activity, where they were coming downstairs and the chandelier was swinging back and forth.
Oh man,
I have a chandelier in my house.
Yep.
And when I would, because I leave in pitch black dark.
Yeah.
And I keep the lights off in the house. So I don't want to wake anybody up. And I, for a month straight, I was scared to death to look up to see if the chandelier was moving. Because if it would have, I would have died right there.
Yeah.
I would have had a heart attack. I would have had a heart attack on the stairs, fell downstairs, broke my neck.
I get it. Yeah.
Just the idea of that scares the hell out of me.
I don't even like looking down my dark hallway in my house. You know, because sometimes my bedroom,
where the monsters live.
Well, so, and thank God I did this. I put those hinges on my door that make doors shut automatically.
Yes.
And I did that to keep dogs out of all the bedrooms and stuff. But, and I'm just glad that I do, because every now and again I'll prop my bedroom door open. And if I'm standing like by my closet, I look down, I'm like, oh God. And I'm like, if there's something coming for me, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah.
I cannot remember the name of the show, but Steve, I feel like maybe you would know it. It's about a little boy who maybe I only watched the first episode, but a babysitter is watching him in a hotel room. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a short series on, I think it's Apple Plus, and it's just about this kid who, I mean, from like inside the hotel room is just split personalities, maybe. Like, it's just really creepy.
Nothing comes to mind. Servant was the last.
For a stretch here, and for a horror movie, the plots revolved around kids. They were really going to that well for a while.
They're perpetually creepy.
They're scary.
Yeah.
They can be really scary. Just like these things that people have, you know, said that their kids have said.
There's one they play a lot now, and it's actually a pretty good horror movie. It's called The Prodigy. You'll see it pop up, and it's making the rounds.
you know, the kid just starts to, something's wrong with this kid. And you find out what's wrong with the kid.
I think next month, Steve, we might need to revisit your favorite horror movies of all time. Because it's an evolving list.
It is.
Maybe it even expands or whatever. But, you know, obviously we're getting closer and closer to Halloween. So,
well, I promised to actually put one together for next week. I'll put it up online and we can revisit it as we get closer even to Halloween. Yeah.
Somebody had texted him, why? Okay, if Preston's such a pussy, why does he read all the Stephen King novels?
Yeah, pussy. Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. By the way, I don't know. That doesn't scare me for some reason. That more intrigues me.
Reading doesn't do it for you?
Well, there have been a couple stories of him that really scared me. There was one called Jerusalem's Lot, which is what Salem's Lot was called before it was named Salem's Lot. That one scared the hell out of me. And the book Salem's Lot was pretty scary, right, too. But I don't know. Movies...
Bring it on.
Yeah, the music, the atmosphere, the potential for it. But now, you know what I'm doing most time when I see scary movies? There's a jump scare coming. I can tell.
Yeah.
All the telltale things are happening. It's going to happen any moment now. And they become very, very predictable.
Right.
Good directors can bring it out when you're not expecting it.
It's true. It's true. To be legitimately shocked in a movie, to have something really catch you off guard, it's hard to do it to me. So when it happens, I'm very thrilled.
Just watched The Invisible Man again the other day. And they have a bunch of jump scares. But they're weird jump scares where they just will... It'll be the scene transition, and they'll do it with a sound and not necessarily... Do you know what I mean?
And they're doing that to play off your disorientation of having someone who is invisible in a room.
Okay, so what... Steve, you know these horror movies. Yeah. What is the jump scare where it's a nurse in a hospital, she walks across the hallway...
It's the Exorcist Legion.
I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah,
she walks across the hallway and she's fine, and then she walks across the hallway the other way, and then something follows her.
It's in like a white flowing thing, and what that person has are these large, basically scissors that they'll use to cut limbs off people when they're autopsying bodies.
Speaking of limbs, there's a text that came and says, when my son was young, around 2 to 3 years old, he would always wave when we passed a cemetery. Always. So one day he's waving the cemetery, and I asked if they waved back, and he said, no. They don't have arms anymore.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, let me go to a couple calls here real quick. I'll go to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Well, this creeped me out so much I couldn't even think of something funny to say. I was home from, I got leave after AIK in the service and came home before I had to go overseas. And I was drinking coffee in the kitchen with my mom late at night because I got home late, and my little sister, who's 3 or 4 at the time, came walking down, and she said, mommy, who's that man? And she's looking at the back door, and there was nobody there. My mom talked to the neighbor about it last night, yet the next day, and she was talking to her about it. My sister had described the guy, and apparently it was somebody that went missing in the area years ago, and other people have said that spotted him periodically during the time, but it freaked me out.
Was there a chance that this person was still alive and was actually making the rounds and sort of creeping up on houses, or is the perception that the person passed and she was seeing something otherworldly?
Well, because she said he was inside, we think he was otherworldly. Knows what happened to him. His body was never found. Supposedly he was never seen alive again.
It's a situation.
Did you hear that ghostly thing in the background there?
Hey!
Yeah. Bill, that's freaky, man. All right, thank you.
It was.
I appreciate it.
You make each day so much brighter.
Was he wearing a class ring by chance?
And a bad haircut.
Oh, man.
What? Hey, Pitch always had a bad haircut.
We tried to help him out with it. All right, listen to this one. This one's wild. My kid's friend hit a floating bubble, and it split in two, and she said it gave birth and that it was romantic. Then she suddenly popped them both and said, murder is more romantic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that AFV video of the girls has her little Halloween shirt on? And she's pointing out things to her mother, and she goes, this is a pumpkin, and there's the Grim Reaper. And she goes, and this is a killer. And so the mother goes, no, that's not, that's the Reaper. And so what does the Reaper do? And the mom's trying to come up with the description. She goes, is he a killer? Which, of course, he is. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know how they say, like, if kids, you know, serial killers end up, when they're kids, they end up, you know, killing animals or something like that.
Trait.
Jace will step on an ant. And I'm like, we don't kill nature!
But he raised baby chicks, so you're doing right. And he loves his cat. He loves his cat.
Trying to keep him from a serial killer, kid. All right, this says, my best friend was cleaning out her dresser drawers when her three-year-old picked up a picture and said, Mommy, this is me when I was grandma. It was a picture of my friend's grandmother, and she asked, what? And her daughter replied, you don't remember? I was Grandma Marie.
The incarnation.
My friend's grandmother had died a decade before her daughter was born. Wow. How about this one? When my nephew was 5 years old, he said he wanted to cut off my head, scoop my brains out, and use my skull to drink out of.
Oh,
and he was laughing the entire time.
But he was repurposing things.
That's true.
That's cool. Waste not, want not.
This is my friend's sister never spoke a word until she was about 5 years old. When one night at dinner, she said suddenly said, you're not my real family. My real family died in a fire.
Oh,
that was the first thing she said to them?
Yeah. My friend's sister never spoke a word until she was 5 years old, and that's what she said.
Eesh.
Whoa. Just a couple more.
Well, you're not getting Christmas gifts.
Let me see here. Hang on. Let me go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good. What's up, Joe? Share your story, please.
Well, I'll start off. My father died in 09, so we'll start there. So my daughter's about 3, and I had a picture of my father on my fireplace. And she comes up to me, I'm watching TV, and she calls up and she says, Dad, who's that guy on the fireplace? I'm like, that's my father. Why? That's your grandfather. She's like, well, I see him every night, and he's standing behind you right now.
Oh!
Well, I dropped my drink. I kind of got the chills. I pushed my kid down, and I ran out the door.
Out of the way!
Oh my God, Joe!
Yeah. Just push the kid down by your hand over the face.
Joe sized hole in the wall.
What's that, Joe?
I said it kind of freaked me out a little bit, but I kind of after I stopped crying and shaking, I came back inside and she was watching TV and I was started talking to her about it. She's like, yeah, I see him every once in a while. Mm. Comes in my room. And says hi, and then
wow,
leaves.
Whoa!
Mm.
How long ago? So it was 2009 is when your dad died. When did she say something? When?
Well, she's 8 now, so this is probably 2015. So I was like, yeah, she was about 3 years old.
Oh, okay.
My God.
You think she still remembers it?
Yeah, she still does. I still bring it up to her all the time. She has a picture of him in her bedroom, and she said that's my guardian angel. I see him all the time, so I just leave the picture in there, and
okay,
that's sort of. That's sort of a comforting thing, but it is a little chilling. Yeah.
My nephew had he made a similar comment. His grandfather passed away before he was even born. And, there's pictures, obviously, in the house. And he says, yeah, Baba comes over all the time. He's here all the time. And they're like, what?
Wow. All right, how about this, Casey? I heard it again. Did anybody hear
God,
that?
It's amazing.
And I don't want to bring up part of it. My Rocky impersonation.
Oh my God!
Really bad.
He's doing a Rocky impression. This ghost.
Oh,
that's
terrifying.
Play it again.
You gotta listen real
carefully. Situation. Hey, and I don't want to bring up part of it, my Rocky impersonation, which is really bad.
Oh my God, I can't say it!
Wait, can you play the laughter at the beginning again?
Oh my God!
Hey yo! Hey yo!
The laughter was super creepy.
Wait, what laughter? At
it was
the
right
end?
Right at the beginning of it. No, because he laughs at the beginning of the clip.
Mommy, Grandpa's doing a Rocky impression.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Hang on.
Pituation.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo.
Oh, that's freaky.
Oh, God. It's just terrifying.
Oh, man. I don't know why that is making me laugh so hard. Wow.
And I don't want to bring up part of it, my Rocky impersonation.
No, I hear it.
Oh, wow.
That was great, kid.
Casey, thank you for that.
Onyx.
By the way, the show I was talking about, Steve, it's HBO Max, not Apple Plus, and it's called Room 104.
Oh. Mm. I've heard good things about it. Did you like the show?
I just watched the first episode, so I didn't get any more into it.
Nick, I had a text up there at Isolated. Where did that go?
Is it this one about St. John?
Yeah, it says, Casey Boy should tell the St. John Newman beautification story, which should be an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Do you know that story?
It was a dark night.
No, I have no idea.
Hey, yo. How about that beautification program, which now that I hear it isn't that good idea?
I don't know. I don't know the story of that.
I think we talked about it once before.
Oh, man.
Do you remember?
What happened?
No, no.
Okay. All right, let me read this. Let me read this. I think there's two left on this list. These are creepy things that that parents have said their kids have ever said. This one said, my parents told me that when I was little, every night before they left my room, I would say goodnight, don't die.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
All right. And then the last one says,
oh, yeah, you're going to be my regular Saturday night thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one says, one day my two-year-old started talking about someone named Grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
Hi, Grandma.
See,
hi, Grandma.
You might have to do that whole thing slow.
Yeah.
My mom goes by Mem, and my mother-in-law goes by Nana.
Jesus.
So I started asking her questions about who Grandma was, and my daughter said that she looks like you and Mem. So I thought she might have been seeing my grandmother who passed away. Okay.
Hi, Grandmom.
It's chilling. Imagine if you're awoken from a slumber, a deep slumber with that.
I think the reason the pituation wouldn't have me going so bad is because he was on the phone. I don't think I've ever heard a phone call slow down before. It's got a little different. It actually has a... kind of a creepy effect.
It does,
Wow. Okay. Well, listen. We have a lot of people on hold that want to tell stories, but we're out of time.
We'll have to revisit this subject of creepy kids and encounters like that because it's... There's a lot there that seems to be that kids can tap into something or whatever they're... Whatever's going on.
As we get closer to Halloween, maybe that might be... Maybe we'll do... We've never done a specific... You know, children phone conversation about things that they've seen or done that have been freaky as hell. So maybe we'll have to do that again as we get closer. All right. Anyway, let's take a break and let's give you some turkey bacon. How about that? We'll take callers 5 and 6 at 215-263-WMMR, and I'll give you a six-pack of coupons good for 6 full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon. You can ask for Godshall's turkey bacon at your local grocer or at Acme, Redner's, and Sam's Club. We'll be back in a moment.
Hit up the WMMR.com contest page for your chance to win the Bud Light Platinum Seltzer Homegate Kickoff Prize Pack, including a $100 Primo Hoagies gift card, a 4-pack of custom pint glasses, a case of Bud Light Platinum, and more. All delivered personally by members of the Preston and Steve Show. WMMR.com. Everything that rocks.
We have a new Daily Rush video.
Yeah!
And it is... The beakless rooster. Kathy's raising chickens, and we learned what beakless roosters sound like. You can watch now at PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline at Philly, Fishtown's first comedy club, restaurant, and bar. So, yes, early in the morning, out in the countryside, maybe somewhere, at least you might hear the beakless chicken.
The chicks go back today.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Aww. Yes, I have to return them today. And we did open up Timmy and have a proper burial for him. In the trash can. But we did open him up, and I think when we got him, he was probably already a goner.
He looked really underdeveloped.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You let me die.
He's going to crawl up out of the trash can.
I will hate you for all my life.
He looked like if you would have put two quarters together, like that's how big he was. His beak did form, and you could see, you know, where his head was, but then his body was kind of still attached to whatever they, I guess, whatever they grow in there.
You
in the
never
membrane.
Love me.
Yeah, so you said the egg was cracked anyway, right, from the get-go?
It just had like, like a little indentation, a little crack on the back of it, and so I think that he was probably gone before we got
all
him.
Right.
We tried our best. Yeah, it was a great experience, and I actually checked out their website, and they do
the chicks have websites now?
Quiver Farm. They do still have some available spots, so if it's something that you're thinking about doing, it only goes, or at least their sign-ups are only until the end of October. So if you are interested in doing it, I would sign up for it. It was an excellent experience.
Case, when are you getting your ducks?
We get them on Monday.
Okay.
And I don't know how, Diane's doing all this stuff. We get four of them, and we've already started throwing around a couple names.
the naming is fun.
Yeah. Well, like, I totally, with my dogs and my cats, my dead cats, I did all the naming. I shall let the children, I shall relinquish all naming responsibilities for myself.
Yeah, because you're not keeping them for the rest of their
lives.
And
it's not about me.
Temporary.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Bizarre File. Here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
Brought to you by God Shawls. All the bacon taste, 80% less fat. The hometown favorite, God Shawls Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. From their family of owners to yours. Available at Acme, ShopRite, Wegmans, Redner's, Walmart, and Sam's Club. A man accused of dancing shirtless on tables in front of a Wawa got to shake his booty in a more confined setting, the Indian River County Jail. The apparent case of the criminal cutting a rug at a convenience store happened at the Wawa in Vero Beach.
Doing the Charleston.
Sheriff's investigators went there after a report the 50-year-old man was dancing shirtless on tables and causing a commotion.
Listen, I've been excited at the Wawa as well.
Yeah,
the Wawa manager that excited.
Reported numerous incidents at the business with the alleged dancer causing a ruckus.
Cowtails!
The dancer was accused of getting belligerent and swearing and not complying with the deputy. He was arrested on a charge of resisting arrest without violence.
I saw a really funny video. It had to have been earlier this week of a guy who had just discovered Wawa for the very first time. Obviously, he's not from around here.
Right.
I think it's in Florida, but he's there. He's got, Sizzlies.
I saw that video.
Yes, and he's just got everything, and he's drinking this thing.
He's like, I can't believe I didn't know about this.
It was so great.
It's really a revelation for many, yes.
Well, listen to this. Two fishermen have been convicted of felonies for cheating in a Utah fishing contest after forensic analysts of their winning fish proved that it came from another lake. Robert Dennett and Cameron Wooten were sentenced to 24 months probation, during which time they are banned from hunting over the scam where they pretended to catch, or I guess they're banned from fishing as well, pretended to catch a huge fish from Lake Powell in order to take home the $2,500 winnings. Contest officials spotted some key differences between the fish and the unusual fish caught in the lake.
Huh.
Judges drafted in forensic experts to examine the suspect fish who proved the winning catch was indeed a fraud. Dennett and Wooten participated in the two-day largemouth bass fishing tournament. The contest, which draws competitive anglers to the waters teeming with bass, catfish, and walleye each year, had pulled in around 25 teams, all vying to take home the $2,500 prize money. The prize is awarded to the team that catches the five fish with the highest total weight. By the end of day one, the cheaters were in second place and had also far earned their prize of the biggest single fish. But the contest officials thought it seemed fishy because the bass didn't look the same as the other fish that it was pitted against.
So pitted.
One of the spokesmen said, they were shaped differently, indicating that they probably have a different diet. And then they also had some marks of stress, such as red fins. The officials called a biologist and the Wildlife Resources Division to report their suspicions, and investigator questioned the two men on day two of the contest.
That's wild.
Neither one of them were very inclined to talk to the investigator. One of them started to kind of acknowledge that, the fish maybe hadn't come from Lake Powell. Then he very quickly asked for an attorney. I want to talk to my lawyer. And the other individual didn't want to say anything. The two men had also taken
a home first, second, and third place at eight other bass fishing tournaments earlier in 2018.
That's crazy.
But they actually were forensically tested at a University of Utah lab to determine where it originated from, and researchers revealed that it was not possible for it to come from Lake Powell.
This time, it looks like you're on the hook.
Exactly it. So, but they weren't messing around, man. All right, and then one last story. That's all we have time for. Let's end with this one. A man showing off his gun to a friend shot himself in the groin and leg, Oregon police said. Nicholas
didn't know could do that.
Ellingford shot himself Sunday at a supermarket. Investigation revealed that Ellingford was inside the store, and as he was waiting in line, he unholstered a Glock 9mm semi-automatic pistol from his waistband.
So take a look at this.
Dude, that's what it would have been like.
They
said he took it out so he could show it off to a friend.
Why do you keep the gun in the waistband thing, for Christ's sake?
Ellingford reportedly was holding the gun near the front of his pants when he accidentally pulled the trigger. The bullet entered into Ellingford's groin area before it exited out of the lower thigh of his leg, narrowly missing his femoral artery.
I'm thinking of getting one, but do you always have to shoot your own balls?
Officials at the store administered first aid before medics arrived. He was then life-flighted to a hospital in Portland. Criminal investigation is ongoing. He did not have a concealed handgun license, and his act was found to be reckless since it placed several people in danger. So the guy may face criminal charges.
I think if you want to show off your pistols, you bring them to the supermarket.
That's where you show your pistol.
Right. You don't have them come over to the house.
There you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. Let's take another break. Come back in a second and test your knowledge. Today's show, we'll do the lesson question. Also do trash and music news. That's on the way.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Let's take a look at NGM Insurance Group. No, we're done with that. Never mind. We're not going to do that. Forget I said that.
Let's just remember what those incredible traffic reports were like.
Perfection is done for the day. Yeah.
We're going to do the lesson question, give away a $60 Metro Diner gift card. And let's see if you know the answer to this question. Which wild animals did the California Creek Fire and subsequent Firenado pick up and set on fire? What wild animals did the Firenado pick up and set on fire? 215-263-WMMR. Call us now, why don't you? Let's see if you know the answer. We'll do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by Rita's. They're still open, serving all your favorite frozen treats. You can stock up on quarts of Italian ice and fill your freezer with the delicious taste of Rita's. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Demi Lovato and Max Eric are parting ways just 2 months after getting engaged to be married. Lovato says that sometimes it takes getting engaged to someone you love to realize just how much you hate their stinking guts.
Eric!
Kelly Clarkson has recently been wearing an eye patch while appearing on her talk show. Clarkson explained the new look, saying that during quarantine, she earned her certification as a Somali pirate.
Oh, my God.
And finally, 78-year-old, Harrison Ford seen taking in a vigorous game of tennis near his Brentwood home. Ford says the game really gets his heart going, just like narrowly missing a midair collision. And that's your Hollywood trash.
All righty, we'll see if we can find the answer. What wild animals do the California Creek Fire and subsequent Firenados pick up and set on fire? 215-263-WMMR. It is Rick I have on the line. Hey, Rick, how are you, man?
It's good. It's actually Nick with an N.
All right, Nick, do me a favor and tell me what wild animals are picked up by the Firenado.
Would that be a bear?
Bears. the Bear Firenado. Nick, hang on, because we're going to give you a $60 Metro Diner gift card celebrating National Chicken Month right this summer, September, sorry. The chicken experts at your neighborhood Metro Diner have added meaty boneless and traditional wings to their menus, along with their game, with the latest game day packs that will feed the whole squad this sports season. Available for takeout or delivery, and you can order online at MetroDiner.com.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music View on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Well, congratulations to Marilyn Manson. He has scored his first number one rock album on the Billboard charts with his new album called We Are Chaos. For the week of September 17th, the album sold 31,000 equivalent album units. 28,000 being from album sales, and We Are Chaos also comes from Marilyn Manson's fifth total and consecutive number one on hard rock album. In other news, Marilyn has released his new video for Don't Chase the Dead, and in the clip he stars alongside Norman Reedus, who of course is from The Walking Dead. So that should be pretty interesting. I wonder if they've acted together or not.
I wonder if they have. I wonder if has Marilyn Manson appeared as a zombie on the series?
No, he was on Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
Yep. He played the mother.
Once again, Metallica's James Hetfield and Kirk Hammett have performed a duo version of the Star Spangled Banner for their beloved San Francisco Giants. The pair performed the national anthem virtually before the September 23rd matchup between the Giants and the Colorado Rockies. This now marks the eighth time that they've done the pregame honors, although this time marked the first not to be live, and it was pre-recorded. Over the years, they've also performed live prior to Golden State Warriors basketball and San Jose Sharks hockey games. Smashing Pumpkins have released two more songs from their upcoming double album. How did we... Seer? Keir? I forgot how you pronounce it. C-Y-R.
Yeah.
Confessions of a Dopamine Addict and Wrath follow the previously released title track and The Color of Love. According to Rolling Stone, the second episode of the band's new animated series, In Ashes, will serve as video for Confessions of a Dopamine Addict. Well, it was 40 years ago today, September 25th, 1980, that Led Zeppelin's John Bonham died of pulmonary edema, which is fluid accumulation in the lungs. Legendary drummer was just 32 years old and found dead by Zeppelin sound technician Benji Lefevre and bassist John Paul Jones. The clinical cause of death was asphyxiation from vomit, and an autopsy found no other drugs in his body. Bonham was cremated on October 10th, 1980. His ashes were buried at Rushwick Parish Church in Droitwich, Worcestershire.
So when someone is trying to get clean, do they risk a higher possibility of this type of death?
I don't know if that death in particular. A friend of mine who was also a drummer died as he was trying to. He had a horrible alcohol problem. We had lost touch for a long, long, long time. And I found out after he passed, and I contacted his sister, and she's like, yeah, Joe had a real bad alcohol problem, and he tried to quit on his own without supervision. Yeah.
I would recommend if you're coming off of alcohol, and if you have a severe alcohol problem, that you do it under medical supervision.
Yeah, so something had happened in his throat. I don't know what it was. It, like a rupture of some type, and he bled. Mm. And so, yeah, I would assume the same type of thing would have happened, you know, so it's terrible. Led Zeppelin was set to begin its next North American tour in October 1980 on the 17th in Montreal. On December 4th, the band issued a formal statement announcing their split, which read, "We wish it to be known that the loss of our dear friend and the deep sense of undivided harmony felt by ourselves and our manager have led us to decide that we could not continue as we were." Back in 2018, when pressed about Zeppelin's upcoming 50th anniversary, a somewhat somber Robert Plant had explained that Bonham's death still casts a long shadow, saying it's 50 years, but it's not 50 years. It's 38 years of darkness for a family. So all that hullabaloo is great, and I'm sure there'll be some great things to come out of it. I really can't wait to hear the archival releases, though. I might even get a free copy, is what he said. But Bonham, who is regarded by most as the greatest rock drummer to ever sit behind a kit, got his start playing with Robert Plant in the Band of Joy. And when invited by Plant to join Led Zeppelin, then called the New Yardbirds, he was reluctant to do so because he had just landed a steady gig playing with a folk singer named Tim Rose. So he had to get talked into it, and of course, the rest was stuff
legendary. Yeah.
Speaking of legendary, Steve, I bring this up just for you and me. The latest Bee Gees retrospective has been acquired by HBO Documentary Films and will air later this year on HBO and stream on HBO Max. Deadline.com reported the Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Great song.
Is part of the official selection of the 2020 Telluride Film Festival, and the documentary, which is directed by Frank Marshall, has been produced with the full participation of Barry Gibb and the estates of his brothers Robin and Morris. The collective production team for the film has been responsible for such recent hits as HBO's The Apollo, The Beatles' 8 Days a Week, which is awesome, and HBO's George Harrison, Living in the Material World,
among all great stuff,
among others. Yeah.
So outside the disco stuff, which a lot of people obviously focus in on, it was huge. If you take there's a clear other phase of their career that is full of great songs you may not realize are the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
I mean, great songs.
Really soulful songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they do Space People, Steve?
They did Space People.
The original
People.
Space
yeah,
People?
Yeah, but okay. they did it as an opera.
Okay.
Let's see here. And I mentioned this earlier in the Entertainment Report, but an attorney for the Doobie Brothers sent a lighthearted cease and desist letter to Bill Murray for illegally using the band's song Listen to the Music without permission in a commercial for Zero Hucks Given shirts, which are part of his William Murray golf collection. The Doobies attorney, Peter Paterno, had said in a letter, it's a fine song. I know you agree because you keep using it in ads for your Zero Hucks Given golf shirts. However, given that you haven't paid to use it, maybe you should change the name to Zero Bucks Given.
I wonder if the Bee Gees ever thought of using Rerun as a character witness.
No, the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Would have used them, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That
yeah.
show, yeah. So
which Doobie you be?
It was it was very lighthearted. But I think he is making the point that you got to stop doing that. So
were they cool at the end of that episode, like Rerun and the Doobies? Or like they put
yes,
it all behind.
I think
them,
they
right?
made peace, right?
They found out that the guy was essentially threatening Rerun,
and Rerun wasn't. You know, his recording was terrible.
Yeah, it was just a fat kid eating popcorn.
Right. So I they probably couldn't hold too much against him.
No, and if they had pursued full legal action, what could they get from those kids? Nothing.
But right. We all remember that moment when Rerun was dancing in the front row,
yeah.
And the tape recorder fell out of his...
It's shocking.
He was wearing a trench coat, and it fell out on the floor, and the Doobie Brothers saw it.
From the stage.
From the stage.
In that huge theater that looked like one corner of a small room.
Yeah, it was in their school, I think, so... And then I saved the best for last. Yesterday afternoon, Vin Diesel released new music.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is what I've been waiting for.
He called into the Kelly Clarkson show to tease the premiere of his new dance track called...
Family.
No. Feel Like I Do. With Kygo. He did this with Kygo.
Do you feel like I do?
He offered a heartfelt...
I want to thank you.
A heartfelt message. Did
You're
he do
my family.
Would he do the guitar, the talk box
yeah.
guitar, too? The yeah, wobble, wobble,
Do you feel like I do?
He offered a heartfelt message to Kelly and talked a little bit about how this came to be. He said, I'm so honored to be able to debut my music on your show.
Well, it's about family.
Because you first won Idol until today, have somehow maintained your authenticity.
Which I have.
He said, I'm blessed that on a year that I normally would be on a movie set, but
family.
As you know, that's not possible. I've had another creative outlet, another way to show you or share with you my heart. So do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Yes. I haven't heard it. All right, here we go. Vin Diesel with Kygo. Is this him singing?
I think it sounds like him.
Damn
okay.
It, yeah.
Another guy.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, no. But he does have this.
Yeah, it sounds like he's like Louisville.
He's on a filter. He's on Louisville.
That is a little family. Coolly when you walk right on by, and I just freeze. All of the time you try to find someone who hit me like you. And I'm not the type who likes to rush in, but I want to. I don't know if it feels like I knew. And I was frozen when you walked in the room. Cause every single word, it just makes my stomach turn cold. I don't know you, but it feels like I do.
Well, the production quality and the tune sound nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of Post Malone-y, you know, but...
Preacher Brony.
His his vocal quality is...
Yeah.
He's tonally, he's good.
Yeah.
Pitch-wise, he's good.
Right.
But the tone of his voice, yeah. like a bubble. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, now that I hear it, isn't very good now. It was a very rocky impression, but now that I hear it, it's not very good.
Wow.
Vin Diesel doing a pitch impersonation.
a Rocky impersonation. Yeah.
Diesel doing pitch, doing slow.
Rocky.
Yeah.
So meta.
Rocky, yeah.
All right.
How
man,
meta.
I didn't hate it.
You didn't hate it?
Yeah. I was hoping.
Family.
Family. I am Groot. I am Groot.
We are.
And he harmonized.
He harmonized. Yeah. Yeah. I want to hear the playback of that.
Let's do it live. We'll F it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. We'll do it live.
I am Groot.
Hey, that's probably the best thing we've ever done.
I know!
It's because I wasn't singing, I was dancing.
Oh, you were
on the dancer.
Oh my god, Kathy,
you can't see her right now, but Dash, no, she was a Kathy's in a disco cage.
What's that?
She's in a disco cage.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I think we can retire.
Oh my god.
Well, we're definitely done for the weekend.
Yeah.
We're not topping that, folks.
No.
And that's your music news.
Can you make it better with some turkey bacon, Preston?
That's exactly what I'm going to do, Casey. Caller number 12, you get turkey bacon.
Woo!
I just had... poppers?
It's cheese and turkey bacon in a croissant.
Mm.
Oh, croissant. Oh, it's good. Oh.
It's very good.
Caller number
it's part of the turkey family.
Caller number 12.
What if those were the next words Groot learns? Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. Caller number 12, 215-263-WMMR. Six-pack of coupons good for six full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon. You can check the new Make the Switch campaign with Brian Westbrook at godshalls.com. We'll take a break, give away a Word of the Week prize. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Mo Lauda and the Humble. Can't find another reason why this one hurts. Celebrating our area's best talent, bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com, keyword Local Shots. Mo Lauda and the Humble, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
Friday morning, as we're getting ready to wrap things up, and it smells like barbecue sauce in here. It's because Brent Porsche brought us some barbecue. That was nice of you.
You're welcome. I thought you were going to say because Brent Porsche is in here.
You don't smell like that.
It's that barbecue scent.
Where'd you get this from?
Thanks to the gang over at Wilson. Steve, Kevin, Kelly, the whole gang. They're like, yo, bring some food in for the gang. So I got
some
egg rolls and french fries and all sorts of different sauce. And they made... So apparently Steve was hanging out with Marissa. Steve Wilson got a hold of Marissa's boyfriend's new beer called Bird Gang from Larimer. And...
he made it into a barbecue sauce, and it's damn good.
Yeah, in fact, it says Laracue sauce on the right there. Isn't that what that says?
Yeah, because of Larimer. Larimer, that makes sense. Okay.
Cool. Thank you, Brent.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Always full of surprises. Right. I love it. All right, well, no surprise, you have a letter to share with us.
Let's
ready?
Go.
All right, here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by the letter.
The letter Y is in, yo, it's Friday, baby.
All right, and I think we need caller number 6 at 215-263-WMMR to give us the word of the week. And if you are that caller, then we have got a very cool prize that we can set you up with. So do that now, 215-263-WMMR. WMMR, that is the number. No guests on the program today, but thank you for your calls and your contributions. And thank you also to our friends at Godshall's Turkey Bacon.
Man, they really killed it today. Great stuff.
Some stuff to give away. And you can, of course, check out Godshall's Turkey Bacon at your local grocer or at Acme, Redner's, and Sam's Club. So get on it and get yourself some turkey bacon. You got some good Friday things planned? Today?
I do. So cool. Today it's the 40th anniversary of John Bonham's death, Bonzo. So we're going to be doing a big block of Led Zeppelin come up at noon. It's the 13th anniversary of the release of Echo Silence, Patience and Grace from the Foo Fighters. So we're going to be playing a block from them. And it's Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down's birthday this weekend. So we're going to be doing a block of them as well.
And it is Brent Porsche's last day filling in.
Are you here Monday
for Pierre Robert?
No, Pierre will be back on Monday. All right. I'll be back on the red eye for all my red eye warriors.
All right. So please spend some time with him today. Check in with him as well. All right. To the phones we go. Caller number 6 is what we're looking for. And I have Mike on the line. Hey, Mike. Good morning, sir.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? Hey. All right. Mike, what's our word of the week?
I missed the letter, so I'm taking a guess. Casey.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah, all right. Casey is correct, Mike. Nice job.
All right.
And since you got it right, we have 10 vinyl albums, including recent releases from Pearl Jam, Metallica, and a signed copy of The Struts' Young and Dangerous in honor of Record Store Day, which is going to be this Saturday. So congratulations to you, Mike.
Right, thanks. Very cool. Very cool.
Hang on the line, bud. We'll get your information. Don't forget it's being celebrated, Record Store Day, properly distanced through a series of Record Store Day drops. There are 3 of them all together. We already had the first one in August. This Saturday is the second one, and then coming up in October on the 24th will be the third. And you can support your local record store this Saturday. You doing a vinyl cut today?
No.
Okay, no vinyl cut. Just checking. Thought that would tie that in there with our ass.
Bill, listen.
Bill what?
I said, Bill, listen up.
Yep. All right, let me thank our sponsors. President Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors, and also Dunkin', the official coffee of the President and Steve Show, and by Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. Next week on the program, we have Steve Hackett, guitarist, from Genesis and other projects will be joining us. Our friend Derek Pitts of the Franklin Institute.
He's great.
Will be on. And Dateline correspondent Josh...
Mankiewicz
will be joining
us. He invented the elevator.
That's the man who invented the elevator, so he'll be joining us. No, that's it. We are done. Rage on. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday again. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
So if Casey's wife hides all his toys before the weekend, does that make it a no Hasbro Friday?
Next message.
When I die, I want to come back as a lip balm. Maybe Kathy will put me in her bra and carry me around with her. I just can't wait to die so that I can be reincarnated.
Next message.
All I can say on this lovely Friday evening, don't be sad, ladies and gentlemen. And f*** you, Carol Baskin.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.